There was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to sit. But he threatened judges three, a jury slapped old Hal CP. So Hal's gonna be my dick swigger bitch. Doggo fuck you up. Yeah, doggo fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, doggo fuck you up. Yeah, doggo fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves digging fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksucks. The colostomy bag's name is the NM. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice command. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a pop named Visser, a Duke Mifflin little pisser, who was going ass to mouth with lion right. A mum, that nigger needs molester, a pisser, pisser, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Dog will fuck you up. Yeah, dog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can.
Greetings, Zogling, Quaker, and Mamzer ass clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain in the open air coast to coast nut house that we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. And also to the pitiful few found sheep, or at least the ones who are looking for salvation, of the house of Israel. You chose the seed of Israel's race, ye who will hear the call, or have heard the call. Greetings. This is the Moon Matured, episode number 88 of 18 September 2011. And I've already decided what I'm going to call the name of the show. It's called Blessed Are the Rats If They Keep These Heads. And it's about the main thing which has occurred. It occurred on Friday where a jury in Connecticut went ahead and found Hal Turner innocent. Now, all the Whiggers of the Whigger Nationalists and all the niggers, even on Mutant Sperm Front like Daryl Lamont Jenkins, sort of thought that Hal Turner would go ahead and be screwed because he didn't have a lawyer. He went ahead and found his lawyer. And then he went ahead and used the lawyer as a standby, you know, legal book or something like that to go ahead and give him some advice. But essentially, he took control of the case and thus his life. And what Hal Turner did was he used his showmanship ways of essentially framing the case to where essentially what it boils down to is, well, do we have freedom of speech or not? Yes, these politicians, lawyers, and the rest who went ahead and created this new law to curtail the power of the Catholic Church and in response for their own little faggot agenda, these little faggot lawyer politicians who are now, you know, in the high court, you know, of Connecticut, have wormed their way in, like Jews and lawyers and, you know, the rest of them do. Why, Hal Turner was able to go ahead and frame it as, well, folks, do we have free speech or not? Is this a First Amendment case or not? And essentially the jury, they thought Hal Turner was a complete asshole. But they said that, yes, we don't want to go ahead and destroy the little fig leaf of the pretense that we are a free country, even though we're not. We don't want to go ahead and do that. And so they went ahead and ruled that while they didn't think Turner was innocent, they did indeed think he was not guilty of the charges, because guess what? The law says is that you can pretty well say whatever you want of a public figure. And Hal Turner has really gone ahead and gone a little bit beyond the Brandenburg versus Ohio statutes, I believe. But in short, I don't believe he's gone beyond, you know, beyond the letter and spirit of the First Amendment to of the Bill of Goods to the Constitution. You see, Hal Turner went ahead and essentially invoked the only thing that makes Zog behave, the specter of civil war. Because if you do not have so-called freedom of speech, if you believe you're free, then you will not know that you are enslaved by Jews under Zog Babylon III and Final. Now, I'm going to go ahead and contrast that tonight with the Whigger Whimper, a.k.a. Edgar Steele's defense, and Cindy Steele has not got, you know, back with me. Essentially, I want to go ahead and make the point is that, hey, the people who are under Zog have every right to every so often go ahead and overthrow the current Jew-run regime and exterminate Zog Babylon III and Final, and along with exterminating that form of government, to go ahead and exterminate, oh, about 130 million Whiggers and 170 million Muds, while going ahead and getting to the desired outcome of the Great Tribulation, less than 10 million white people left on this country, you know, on this continent, ruled by 10,000 warlords. You know, one for every 1,000 Whiggers, ex-Whiggers. And essentially, they will have no unity or anything like that. But what you have Mamzers and the rest throughout this bowel movement of ours who like going ahead and invoking unity. And we'll also go ahead and discuss Eli James, how he's been outed as a Jew. He's been sort of weaseled by Finkelschini. And how Ashkenazi Asswipe censors me or censors my comments. So essentially, I'm just going ahead and letting nature take its course. You see, throughout the time I've been in the bowel movement, the best thing to do is to always let nature take its course, because things, you know, shit always flows downhill. Brian Real, a.k.a. Sword Brother, he don't have a show. He doesn't seem to do a show. He just goes ahead and plays at it. He shows up as a guest at Finkelschini's and sometimes at Elias. But essentially, he don't dare show his Mamzer, you know, nigger gook faggot face. So, essentially, all the lies are catching up with these liars. Now, folks, if you go ahead and believe Zog lies, you're not a good person, you're an evil person. You believe Zog lies because there's something wrong with you. It's because you have a little bit of Mamzer in you, or a little bit of Jew. And you understand that Yahweh's government of, you know, weak, which is a weak government of strong people, isn't for you, because you're a weak Mamzer underbred person, and you hate Yahweh's, you know, true religion. You really do. So as a result, it's not to be surprised that you go ahead and act like a Mamzer, because, well, you are a Mamzer. It's not surprised that you act like a Whigger, because, well, you are a Whigger. You're a clown. You're an idiot who deserves exactly what you are going to get. And what you are going to get is not going to be very pretty. But it is something that's going to be just, because you will deserve exactly what you do get. Let's understand that. Whatever you get is what you end up deserving. And you end up deserving it very, very, very much. So please, Wigga, do not whine and complain and bitch about how you haven't been treated fairly. Essentially, as a Wigger, the reason that you have a shithole country is because of other Wiggers went ahead and let the Jews and the Mamzers and the niggers run wild. And that goes ahead and gets me to tonight's main song, Wigger Problem. It's a start, because, folks, rather than have a Jew like Eli James or Bill Fink worship Hitler and do all this sort of thing and whine about the Jews doing this and the Jews doing that, all the while that they are themselves Jews, with a bunch of Mamzers pretend to be Israelites, folks, what we have is we have a Whigger problem. We have a Whigger problem because Whiggers want to die. Whiggers want to go ahead and essentially have the cleansing flames, because they do not have the strength to go ahead and work to save themselves.
they want to die. And so they choose to die, and the only way of going ahead and saving Yahweh's servant nation, the white Aryan Israelite, Adamic race that is pure, is to have this great tribulation. So folks, we'll go ahead and take a break, and I'm waiting for Rutherford to call, Russ Walker to call, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers will never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop.
Hello, Russ.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I was expecting your call here. I went ahead and started the recorder. A couple of times I've screwed up and not had the recorder on, but right now it looks like I have the recorder running and operating just fine. Let's see. I was going ahead and reading old Prostink, a.k.a. Mike the Kike Delaney, had Dr. Kevin McDowell on, and of course, what he did there was to block or mute every single guest that he had.
He's that scared, huh?
Well, pretty much they are. From what I gather, Mike the Kike Delaney has been on Voice of Retards, they call it Voice of Reason, and pretty much from the entire time I've been, I've been around, what these people do is that they routinely are scared of any different commentary. Hold on, man. I need to go ahead and do a little computer housekeeping chore. I need to go ahead and save the Prostink chat. Let's see. Delete. And let me go ahead and pasted on. But that's exactly what he did. He went ahead and saved that. And that's been the history throughout our little so-called movement. Talkshoe, you know, I mean, Fink and the rest do not want. You know, Eli James is taken to blocking all the guests. The last couple of
times. I haven't seen that, honestly.
Well, I don't know if I was up all night, so I didn't go ahead and take part on his noon Eastern time show today. Were you on it today?
So was.
Okay. Well, what happens is that neither me nor the rest were trolling. See, during this last week, he showed up on the 2nd of September with Jeff Shoup of the National Socialist Movement, and he participated in this West Allis, Wisconsin, rally. And essentially, the National Socialist Movement, what they do is they get about 20 or 30 losers, Anglo Mestizo and Whigger losers across the United States, and they make a big deal about being tough, and they show up in their little Nazi uniforms, and they make the police go ahead and pay overtime, and they're shielded from about 20 times as many demonstrators, more like 100 times as many demonstrators, 50 times. It's a multiple. It's a multiple of better than 25 or 30, more like 50 or 100 sometimes. And essentially, they run around in costume and they pretend that they have accomplished something. And they haven't accomplished anything other than to let the left go ahead and say, well, look, we still have Nazis. Let the policemen's union get some overtime. And then at the same time, they go ahead and run around. Well, anyway, Jeff Shoup ran out on his family where he used to live, and he moved to another one. He married this mud shark. Who was a nigger kid named Amber, and people go ahead and talk about that. And they had Eli James, and what came up is that Eli James, and not only within myself and Christian Identity, but the Klan has figured out that Eli James is a Jew, and that he goes ahead and snitches to the FBI. And what I've been doing is I've been taking some of Eli James's early talk show chats to where, I have one from November 28th to where him and Brian Rio were talking about taking down the Nimbusters page, and Eli James was talking about how he called the Chicago FBI to bitch that somebody was making fun of him. So Eli James, then I have another section where Eli James was talking to Fink, admitting that he had taken down my web pages, and about how I ought to be put in jail with Hal Turner for plotting to kill somebody or something like that. And he acted like he was in close proximity with the prosecuting attorney. So I've been going ahead and playing that, but this Ashkenazi, well, I call him Ashkenazi Asswipe. His name is Anchorage Activist, and I think he's another little false front. But what he does is that he does get the movement news. He goes ahead and he sort of changes it a little bit to where they won't get him for a copyright infringement, and pretty well everybody in the movement, sort of like this, this show, they go ahead and they listen to what he's saying. And this past week he went ahead and put up about how everybody is saying that Eli James is a Jew. I think he put it up on the 12th or 13th. So this was since last week's show, he's gone ahead and put that up. And Fink got on it, and McBragg, McFag, Steve Elder got on it, and bitching about Fink, and pretty well, you have quite a few people, and the Klan, everybody thinks that Eli James is a Jew, that he looks like a Jew, that he is a Jew, and that he's also a Zog snitch, and I believe he is a Jew and a Zog snitch as well. I mean, I have him pretty well on tape talking rather glibly about going in and calling the FBI for nothing more than simply, and practicing censorship. So, because of that, on Friday nights and Saturday nights, It only took a little bit of needling, and I wasn't the only one needling him. What I do when I troll is I have three laptops, and usually I use Toshiba number two to do the trolling. Toshiba number one records Think Show. The compact number one records Elier Show, and the Toshiba is used to go ahead and troll whenever I can go ahead and get in. And then if I need to, I'll go ahead and fire up the gateway in the bedroom and use it to do some trolling too. But no, I mean I've become a fairly good troll. But Eli, during Friday night show and Saturday night show, just simply it didn't go more than what, 5 or 10 minutes into the show when old McBragg was whining like a pussy. Eli, censor, get all the guests. James has done it, but what I've also noticed is that Eli, when they first had that break about 7-8 months ago, Eli used to have about 60% and Fink had 40%. Now Fink, even though he blocks everybody, essentially what he has the same lot, the same bunch.
That's very true.
What happens is that the guests here, Fink has fewer guests because they know they're going to be blocked.
That's right.
Now, I will try to have, before old Matt and Cheryl get on, old Matt Twat Zogbody, who actually has a sensor here, gets on, what I will do is I will try to go ahead and put up that Andre Renard blog to where Fink was going ahead and killing somebody. Last night Fink had one heck of a lot of audience because he had this silly old woman who's a revisionist named Carol Yeager. And I guess she doesn't know that Fink is a murderous Jew pig who went ahead and killed
Yeager.
People. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell her.
Who is this Carol Yeager? What's she?
She's a Hitler revisionist. And
pro Hitler probably.
Well, I love Hitler. I mean, I don't think she goes so far as Fink and Brian Reel in claiming that Hitler wasn't actually just Hitler. I've had Fink and Brian Reel claim that Hitler is the Archangel Michael. I got somewhere where he says this stupid crap. And what you have is that throughout this so-called Christian identity, Visser is about the only one who actually preaches somewhat of a Christian identity sermon. Gillette does somewhat too, but generally, all Eli James does and all Bill Fink do, because they don't understand anything about the basic Christian identity, all they do is talk about Jews, just like Brian Reel talks about niggers and muds bringing in impurities into the white Adamic race. And, you got to say, what the hell is this nigger boy talking about that crap for? What you have is you have two Jews talking about the evil of Jews, and that's the same thing you have on Voice of Reason or the rest here, but eventually they go ahead and they get an open Jew like they do. And essentially, this bowel movement of ours is just simply a clown show. That's why I never lack opportunity to go ahead and say something. But Eli James' show, there were about five people there. That's all there were there. That's all that there were there. Five people.
What was that?
Saturday night.
I didn't know that.
No, he only had about five people. He had a whole bunch of guests who were blocked here.
Eli blocked the guests?
We blocked the guests about 4 or 5 minutes into it because essentially I was needling him about the Ashkenazi asswipe thing about how Eli James denies he's a Jew. And essentially, Fink, of course, blocked everybody. I was on as guest number three, and they thought of somebody else, and I should have just simply said, Finkelschemie is a kike, and, then got blocked. They had old Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer showed back up. Old Victor disappeared on February 12th or 13th. And
Martin, I disagree to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Calling Eli a Jew isn't helpful. I mean, if he makes a statement which is factually incorrect or you think theologically incorrect, fine. Criticize him. But
no, I think Eli James is a Jew. You've seen that picture.
I know.
You've seen that picture. I mean, I keep on, you know, I've got to where I just go ahead and call the picture of the Jew with the flame, you know, with the, you know, Hanukkah flamethrower. I call him Mordecai Cuts November. You know, say that he was squeezed out of his, Eli's sister, Rachel Esther, you know, Cuts November's kike pussy here a number of years ago. I mean, yes, I believe that Eli James is a Jew. And by the way, there's a couple people who are sort of fans of Eli and no fans of me, and they have been pretty well admitting that Eli, they've met Eli in person, and he has a lot of these splotches, you know, from, you know, that niggers and Jews get from,
I've seen
you
it
know.
Myself.
Yeah, you,
I haven't seen Eli now in 6 or 7 years, but there's a name, I think it's called vertigo.
They call it alopecia or something like that here, also here. That's what this other character calls it.
Is pattern baldness of some kind.
Well, it's not baldness. What it is piebaldness. You know, it's called, you know, what happens is that the melanin glands go ahead and shut down on a nigger or a Jew or, you know, a non-white, and these glands shut down, and as a result, since the melanin glands aren't producing melanin, which goes ahead and darkens the skin, what they do is that they look piebald. They have white patches, you know, on what would be otherwise a dark skin. You know, that's called piebald, you know. I mean, in English, it's called piebaldism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, in horses, this isn't really the same thing, but, you know, they're called pintos, you know, because of their color here, because of their, quote, piebald color. They're called, you know, it's a Spanish word, you know, pinto is. But, you know, essentially from what I gather, I've been, you know, I mean, the thing about it is that I don't want to be helpful to Eli James. I sure as hell don't want to be helpful to Finkelschini, because I look at the Jews and Mamzers who are infiltrating Christian identity, and I have no use for them. You know, absolutely none.
Martin, again, I disagree with you to some degree.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Well, we've already had this. You don't think Eli James is a Jew, do you?
No, on a different point. I think until you suit talk shoe, you need to be able to expose your, you need to be able to have a greater audience to expose your ideas. Whether I agree with them or not is irrelevant. Right now, that son of a bitch Brian Rio has hammered you with his terms of service nonsense, which
yeah,
is really
yeah.
High.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and answer that here, Russ. See, Russ, like most good Israelites and like I did years ago, I want to go ahead and save as many whites as possible. You know, today I do not feel that way. The truth of the matter is that I want, you know, as I look at it, if you're willfully blind, it's because you want to die, or it's because Yahweh has gone ahead and decided to keep you blind, and he wants you to go ahead and die in this great tribulation. So as a result, everything I do is I go ahead and try to make a breakpoint to where only, just like Jesus Christ said, he spoke in parables, he didn't want everybody to be saved. In fact, he didn't want most people to be saved.
Very true.
And, you know, the same thing is the case of mine here. What happens is this is going to be such an awful great tribulation, it's going to go exterminate the vast majority. Probably 99%, you know, of the 7 billion people who are on the planet. I don't think there's going to be, what, more than 70 million all across the world, if that many. And among whites, there's going to be a bigger percentage. But, folks, for all this great die-off here, you can't go ahead and allow any of cancer cells to go ahead and survive until Christ's return. Now, obviously, I don't believe in just simply go ahead, and that's what most Christian identity does, sits in small little congregations and essentially prays that the collapse will come and that we'll go ahead and overtake them. See, we do not believe in a crapture where we're on cloud 666 going ahead and looking at all these bad people be killed and eaten by niggers. We don't believe in, you know, we don't believe in that here. But my purpose here during the entire time is to essentially keep Brian Rio as my sort of Judas Mamzer, and what he did is that within a day and a half of finding Eli James is going ahead and making the thing of how dare you lie against, how dare you blaspheme against Brian Real. You've got to wait till we go ahead and give a DNA test here to you and me and the rest here. And that was one of the things I was needling as a guest. I said, well, it's been nearly a year, Eli James. When are we going to have a DNA test? You know, even from the Kaplan and, you know, even from the Kaplan Delaney DNA testing, you know, company. When are we going to have a DNA test, Eli? And essentially, Eli just went ahead and just blocked those guests here.
You have been hammered by Brian Wheatrear. You cannot get your message out to 40 or 50 people or whatever it is.
No, I can get out. I mean, I got my webpage back out. Anybody who wants to go ahead and download that can go ahead and do so.
Shu needs to be sued. They're evil.
Well, no. Generally, the way I look at it is if you go ahead and you censor for whatever reason, essentially, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and have your hide peeled off here and, you know, blinded and gelded and all that sort of thing. But, you know, essentially, Russ, I mean, we have a different view here. As I look at it, you let the tares reveal themselves to be tares. I'm not out to save, you know, you have a different view of that. More and more people need to know what you are saying. The fact of the matter is if they want to go ahead and listen to what I'm saying, they can go to my webpage, it's back up. They can go ahead and download The Movement Turd. They can go ahead and download Our Great Tribulation. They can go ahead.
But if you were to be on Talk Show as a recorded program and all the rest of that stuff, like you used to be, more people would have access to your views and your viewpoints. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the thing about it is that my real audience, the ones who really want to go ahead and listen to it, they're already listening to it. They're going ahead and sending me emails, Martin, when are you going to have this show up? Martin, when are you going to have that show up? Martin, when are you going to do this? Martin, when are you going to do that here? And essentially, they can go ahead and get whatever they want to get when they want to go ahead and get it. Generally, the whole purpose of this movement, and what you end up hearing is that these people claim that they want unity. And folks, unity is not what you want if you're one of the House of Yahweh. You want a strong people and independent, you know, people. You want a weak government. All these people claim they want unity. I mean, they're just the same as Cain and Sargon. Cain and Sargon were the same. And Nimrod. They want to have a unity in which they rule is what they want to have. And let's not go ahead and kid ourselves. So, I mean, Russ, pretty well what I've done is I've let the tares reveal themselves to be tares, and the evildoers reveal themselves to be evildoers. You did get the email I sent out, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I sent an email out to pretty well the ones who are trusted on the list here. The thing is that what I had, you know, when I was on Talk Show, I would usually have trolls and disruptors and the rest of these clowns here. So the thing is that actually I view Brian Real is my Judas Manser. By him going ahead as a obvious shit-colored Manser doing what he did, he's gone ahead and revealed Eli James, in turn, William Fink, and Clifton Emheiser, to where, you know, pretty well, the ones who go ahead and listen to them essentially are Mamsers who go from, well, William Fink, they go to Eli James, and they go back to William Fink. And, folks, none of these people are real Israelites. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I listen to Eli's programs because some of them are interesting. Some of them are.
What he was doing is that in many cases he was actually closer to Bertrand Comparé than Emheiser and Fink were. Emheiser, I've been going ahead and looking at his sermons and, you know, his changes, and the earliest I can see was in 2002 when he had a fit over Comparé pretty well saying that Adam was the first man, and he looks at it, standard dual seed line Christian identity orthodoxy, you know, as pretty well done by Comparé and, you know, and to a lesser degree Wesley Swift, holds that the non-whites are the, quote, six-day beasts of the field. And you don't see anywhere where the Chinese or the American Indians were made. Now, folks, we have some examples that the Cro-Magnons in Europe were white people. So I've gone ahead and says that I don't think that Adam was the very first white man, but I do believe he was the first white man with a soul. So you come up with the eighth day to where essentially Adam was put in a creation which was already finished. Yahweh had gone ahead and created everything. Oh, F. You know, you had Cro-Magnon white men. You'd previously had Neanderthals. You had niggers, of course. You had gooks. You know, another version of Homo erectus or something like that. You had all these creatures. And then Yahweh rested on the seventh day. And then, in verse 2, he creates Adam. The creation was already made. And I have heard think, just like a Jew, who a Talmudic Jew of Jesus Christ today, a Pharisaical Jew, saying that man was made for the Sabbath. And Jesus Christ said to him, no, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You remember when Jesus Christ said that?
I agree with you.
Okay. So I'm saying that Adam, the creation was made for Adam. The creation was already done with. And then Yahweh rested. And then on the eighth day, if you want to go ahead and put it in terms of days, essentially he went ahead and created Adam. Because the creation was already made. It was made the first 6 days, and then Yahweh rested, and then he went ahead and did a little thing, like create a man, a white man, and essentially went ahead and gave him a soul. And if you go ahead and look in the terms of the ancient Israelites were not promised eternal life. They were promised, pretty well good government, limited government. They were promised a long life, many strong sons and beautiful daughters. They were promised these good things if they obeyed Yahweh's commandments that Moses didn't make up, but rather just simply wrote down. And folks, that is dual seed. That is standard, orthodox dual seed line Christian identity. But Eli James, William Fink, I heard on November 1st, they after had this big confrontation, essentially, William Fink was bitching that essentially Artisan Publishing wouldn't handle his mistranslations. Mike Callimore wouldn't handle his mistranslations. Mike Callimore didn't want anything to do with Fink, and rightfully so. And me and John Britton, we just teased the crap out of Fink. When Mike Callimore was on Eli James's show. But, this March or so. But, what happens, Fink wants to go ahead and bring in Roman Catholicism horseshit about the papist preterism, and Eli James, he goes along with it too here, even though that doesn't make any sense. And now Eli James is veering off the other way. But Eli James, what he wants to do is like this email. He wants to go ahead and take Christian identity out of the hands of maniacs, like me and like Fink, and essentially make it to where it's more acceptable to Jews and more acceptable Canaanites and more acceptable Uyghurs. He wants to go ahead and also change dual seed line Christian identity doctrine. The thing about it is, though, is he looks so much like a Jew, he doesn't look white, and you have said, even though you don't agree with me that he's a Jew, but you have agreed me that Eli isn't an Israelite, correct?
Didn't come across to me that way.
Well, he's not an Israelite. I think he's an actual Jew.
He's not part of the family. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I mean, that's how far you're going to go, and Russ, I'm going to go ahead and accept that. I mean, you won't go as far as I will, but hey, I'll accept what I'll accept what you're willing to go ahead and give, you know, give me, or the admission you're willing to give me.
I'm not arguing intentionally. That's just the way I feel about it, that's all.
Okay. No, you're not arguing with me, Russ. In any case, and besides, Russ, you got to admit, you don't have near the appetite for confrontation or controversy that I do you?
That's for sure.
That is for sure.
Martin, to be blunt about it, I do like your attitude about your resistance to Zog and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know, you've written some things, I don't know what I've written about yours, but I mean, I agree with you totally that we are supposed to fight Zog, there's no doubt about it. And I guess this McBragg, Commander McBragg, whatever his name, Steve Elder, he really irritates me. He's always talking about guns and martial arts.
Oh, he talks about how tough he is. Oh, he's threatening to go ahead and do away with me here one of these days. And, you know, also I think he's been a little bit annoyed at you here. He's sort of threatened you a couple times.
That's okay.
But what is laughable about it is that he's a complete idiotic coward. From what I gather, he used to talk about how he is a proud pick, and then, you know, John Britton and I pointed out that the picks were always hated. They were sort of from the Tubal Cain family who had migrated, you know, they were the riverbeds, pot and pan people, and thus what they were is that picks were a form of Jew who were hated by about everybody. The Saxons hated them. The native Britons hated them. The Angles hated them. The Saxons hated them. Pretty well everybody, you know, the Romans hated them. And John Britton likes talking about how his Sarmatian cavalry ancestors were paid by the head. And, you know, where the idea of scalping, you know, came in is that they didn't want to go ahead and have to ride 50 miles to the Roman garrison in order to go ahead and get their payment for killing picks. So they managed to go ahead and convince the Roman authorities that they just simply went ahead and tore the entire head of the pick here, that, you know, they could go ahead and just bring in scalps. And that's where at least the English use of scalping showed up, was, you know, so he wouldn't have to go ahead and bring in all these pick heads. So, in any case, old McBragg, he don't talk too much about being a proud pick anymore, because he figured out among the actual deep woods dual seed like Chris Identity, he might as well be saying, hey, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew. But he goes ahead and he threatens people, and he hides like a pussy. Supposedly he has a non-white wife that he's living with. Doesn't have any children, you know, by him. He might be sterile. He might be firing blanks. You know, she might be sterile or something like that. And I'm glad there's no more McFags, you know, Steve Elders.
Who are you talking about?
Steve Elder. In a different chat, he went ahead and admitted that him and his wife couldn't have any children.
Well, I don't know about that.
McFag went ahead and admitted it.
He's married to a mud?
Yeah, he's married. Supposedly, I hear he's married to a squaw, and she works for the state government. And I've heard that McFag has said that if his name goes ahead and gets outed, and she goes ahead and gets kicked out of her government job, he's going to go postal. You know what I mean? With all the guns that he has. I mean, I have seen these sort of characters before. It used to be when Brian Rio was a wonderful character here. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about it. He no longer dares log in as Sword Brethren to Eli James or Think Show. He no longer does that. He shows up as a guest.
He does seem to have disappeared now for a while. I don't know why. But...
Oh, he's disappeared for what? 3 weeks now. Yeah, we didn't have a show tonight.
Maybe he's traveling through Europe. What do we care?
Oh, maybe he's traveling through Jurel mostly. Here's another thing. I don't know if you noticed it here, but I noticed it about this week. Church of True Israel's webpage went ahead and went down as of the 28th of August.
Where's the Church of True Israel?
What it was is back when Butler went ahead and took over... Wesley Swift's favored successor was a ex-Catholic Irishman named Connie Lynch. And Connie Lynch didn't have much use for, you know, Roman Catholicism. Unlike Fink and unlike Eli James, he certainly didn't want to put any Roman Catholicism, you know, horseshoe in Christian identity. And he was, from what I gather, he was set up and wrongfully jailed for a year. And they put something in his food, so when he got out, his heart, you know, his heart went and exploded. The same thing that sort of happened to my dad. And Zog goes ahead and does that here. That's probably what, you know, that's probably what Zog's going to end up doing to Edgar Steele. They're just going to go ahead and put something in his food, and his heart's going to go ahead and blow up, and he's going to be dead. You know, of, quote, natural causes. And that's what happened to him. And as a result, Richard Butler took over. He was the next in line. And what happens is Newman Britton, John's uncle, sort of liked the fact because, well, Richard Butler wanted to bring in a bunch of, you know, gang members or something like that here. Okay, I got somebody going ahead, and I got a couple guests here. I'm going to go ahead and...
That's your number?
My number?
Not the program.
Let's not go ahead and talk about the number of my program. Let me see. I went ahead and sent you an email. Let me go ahead and make a pause.
Okay. It won't come up on a search.
No. I don't want it to come up on a search, okay? Don't want it to come up on a search. Hey, Russ, why don't I go ahead and log into the show? And you call back in about 10 minutes.
Fine.
All right? All right. Folks, we're going to take a break. Hail victory.
Hey, Jude. Don't tell me lies about gas chambers in Auschwitz. 6 million Sheenies are alive for them circumcised sons. Ugly daughters and wives.
Hey, Jew, the new Reich is here. And this time, it is for real. We have to stop your worldwide desecration of man. You're safe and spawn, and not the chosen. Hey, Jew, in your synagogue. Preaching hatred for the Gentile. Remember, we know what you're up to. You too, Zionism is communism. There's no denial.
Hey, Jew, you hoop those kike. With your dreams of world domination, we fight until the glorious end. And this end is your extermination.
Hey, Jew, please stay away. I don't need you to cry on my shoulder. Now I know what you're all about. Now that I am just a little bit older.
About the gas chamber in Auschwitz.
And I want to explain to Russ about how I have a different point of view than most Christian identity people. As I look at it, the purpose of me as a pastor isn't to deliver as many sheep to Jesus Christ's care. My duty is to go ahead and make sure that whatever sheep go ahead and come to the end of the trail are altogether healthy sheep, altogether Israelite sheep. Not Mamzer sheep, not Jukal sheep, or anything like that here. And Russ was saying, well, Brian Reel gave you one heck of a pounding. And the answer is, well, yes, he did. But I was explaining, Russ didn't know so much about Hal Turner in the intro to the show that I did before I had Russ call. I went ahead and explained about how Hal Turner was actually sort of like the servant, the wicked servant who was going to be turfed out of his job as a steward, who went to his master's creditors and essentially cut down the bills that they owed to him on his last days as a steward, so that when he did get kicked out, he could go ahead and go to these crooks that he had gone ahead and, had already gone ahead and made them richer by that amount here because of this corruption. Now, I'm not quite sure if I would want a crooked steward handling my affairs, but how Hal Turner actually did a clever thing by going ahead and getting rid of the public, the pubic pretender, as I call them. Folks, if I'd have ended up going to trial, my grandson would have testified against me falsely that, yes, I was kissing his penis all the time. I simply would have just gone ahead and been my own attorney and done everything unlike what Edgar Steele did. Edgar Steele was innocent. Hal Turner was guilty as hell of what he did. And what Hal Turner did was he went ahead and invoked the specter of essentially civil war by going ahead and saying, hey, folks, I have a right to go ahead and talk about killing dirty, lying, faggot lawyer politicians who want to go ahead and undo the ability of the Roman Catholic Church to go against homosexual relations. And, folks, you had a bunch of little lawyers who were legislators, state senators, and from what I gather, they all migrated into the judicial circuit like lawyers and Jews do. And they were whining about how they felt threatened. Well, folks, most criminals should feel threatened by any white man speaking freely. But what Hal Turner did by firing his public pretender is he just pretty well had a chance to, he chose not to testify. Now, if I'd gone ahead and gone to trial, I just simply said is that whatever the heck they have made my grandson say doesn't mean anything. You've had control over him. And this is what I have to tell these people. I said, I don't have anything, since you've gone ahead and opened the door to these abuses, I don't have anything against going ahead and taking your children and torturing them to testify against you and then putting your entire family to death, root, trunk, branch, and tender twig. If you go ahead and look at what Yahweh did to the last kings of the house of Israel, and that needs to be one of my sermons on our great tribulation, is that Yahweh does not support any king at all. The very first king of Israel, Saul, he went ahead, he made the king. And then when Saul would not obey his word, his law, as spoken through Samuel, he went ahead and had Samuel unmake Saul as a king and make a new king, David. And then when he'd gone ahead and done the foolish by promising David that regardless of what his descendants did, there would always be someone from the house of Israel ruling over Israel, what he did is he went ahead and pretty well split off 10 tribes and left 3 behind: Judah, Benjamin, and Simeon, which was south there. Okay, it looks like Russ is calling. Hello, Russ.
Hey.
Anyway, we were I was talking about Hal Turner, and you don't know too much about Hal Turner, do you?
No, I've known vaguely about him for 10, 15 years. He used to make some outrageous comments, and he was always inciting people to do things, et cetera. And
well, of course he was inciting things, people to do things. He was not only a rat, he was an agent provocateur.
There's no doubt about that.
And what he would do, oh, by the way, here's the interesting thing. Way back in the end of 2008, after in January, December, when I was still under the gun on the bogus child molestation charges, people were urging me for Unity to go ahead and get with Jay Faber, also known as Sci-Fi Faber. And what Sci-Fi, what Jay Sci-Fi Faber is, and Sci-Fi Faber sort of disappeared. The reason he disappeared is that he lived in New Jersey. He lived in Jew Jersey. And what he was is he was Roman Catholic in origin, sort of like old Hal Turner. And what he would do is he was Hal Turner's official Aryan Nations guy. He used to be with August Christ. August Christ went ahead and made him his chaplain or something like that, supposedly ordained him. And, what happens is John Britton wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. He says, well, you can go ahead and make a list if you want, but I want nothing to do with him. I said, why? He says, well, Jay Faber is a complete idiot. He's a complete fruit loop. He's a complete nutcase. He was going ahead and running around with a 12-gauge shotgun threatening to shoot this German Jew reporter who was allowed at this Aryan Nations Congress, and there was no reason for him to shoot the Jew reporter, so we went ahead and took the shotgun away from him. We wouldn't let him have the shotgun. He's a complete publicity hound. He's a complete imbecile. But he was Hal Turner's ass clown. And what he around in June, I had gone ahead and put up my forum, and Jay Faber was jealous as hell. And some Jewess from MTV wanted me to do a casting call for any young racists to be on their show. And I explained to them is that any young racists here, if they're in my church, they're not going to be on MTV. They're not going to be on MTV as young racists who essentially are going to be exposed to temptation in the form of gook or nigger or whatever pussy. I mean, essentially, I'm not going to go ahead and give anything to him. And Jay Faber had a fit. And this was on the 18th of June. He just up and gets all jealous, says that, he's worried that, the fact that supposedly I was charged with child molestation, locked in a nut house, all of a sudden this was going to be a big problem with him. Well, what happens, my case had been dismissed by this Jew judge against Obongo, and Jeremy Visser and Jay Faber had their two little pointy little heads together, and essentially were out to screw me. And supposedly they would go to a third party, Eli James, to kick me out of Christian Identity. Well, what happens is that I didn't say a dang thing about it because it happened on the 18th, and then on the 25th, here's Hal Turner, he gets arrested by the FBI. And I wouldn't say anything about this Connecticut thing that he, got in trouble with. He went ahead and was telling people that they ought to take matters into their own hands and deal with these three, legislators who were faggots and lawyers, and one of them, I think, was a Jew, for going against the Roman Catholic Church and, saying the Roman Catholic Church had to register as a lobbying force in Connecticut. And he got thrown in jail for supposedly inciting to violence in New Jersey over the internet or, over his show or whatever. Totally, and this is what he got found not guilty of by a jury this Friday. But what happens, Visser and Jay Faber were supposedly going to conspire with Eli James to go ahead and kick me out of my own church here. And what happens is that a month later, around the 25th of July, it was revealed that Hal Turner was a snitch. He was a rat. He was going ahead and ratting out people to the FBI. And then another month later, in August, it was revealed that he was not only a rat, He was actually, by saying all this stuff, he was being paid by the FBI to go ahead and cite all these goobers to go ahead and threaten to kill some of these people that he'd already gone ahead and said on the air needed to be killed. And essentially, he was revealing himself, his lawyer was revealing how to not only be a rat, but actually an agent provocateur, a Zogbot. And about that time, old Visser knows that essentially Jay Faber's stock is not very good because he was Hal Turner's little Aryan Nation star. And so he goes ahead and he shits on old Jerry, you know, he goes ahead and shits on old Visser. And then, you know, not old Visser shits on Jay Faber. And then Jay Faber says, hey, look, you asshole, what happens is that you were plotting with me to go ahead and kick Winstead out of Chris Dandy. So that was yet another thing, but at the time I was thinking that Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser were trying to steal Morris Gillette's $500,000 estate from Harold Grooms. So essentially I just sort of just let it pass here, but I did notice it here. So you had Jay Faber, who was, you know, Hal Turner's New Jersey Aryan Nations handholder. You had Jeremy Visser, and you had Eli James all going ahead and plotting to go ahead and remove genuine white people, you know, white pastors from their own church. Now, that wasn't going to happen because I'm the president and on the board of directors of my particular incorporated church in Missouri. So, I mean, whatever Eli James says doesn't really matter. We were talking about Eli James, but pretty well, Eli James always talked about Hal Turner. Essentially, was big buddies along with Jay Faber and Jeremy Visser at the time with Hal Turner. These characters were in with Hal Turner. You know what I mean? So, I'm looking at Frankenwigger. Frankenwigger liked Hal Turner. He really did like Hal Turner. In any case, I'm looking. I'm sort of. Some people say Hal Turner, you know, his mother's name is Diamond, and that's a Jew name, so Hal Turner is a Jew. And some people say Hal Turner is a man. So actually, Hal Turner looks pretty white to me. But Hal Turner, it reminds me of a lot of these characters I met in the movement who want to protect the movement from dangerous maniacs, well, like me, usually. And so what we need to do is we need to go ahead and purge these dangerous maniacs by going ahead and revealing them to the FBI. And that's what Eli James has gone ahead and said on the 7th of January, you know, about how, like Hal Turner, I'm going ahead and threatening to kill people. Folks, I've not threatened to kill anybody specifically. In fact, haven't I gone ahead and said, don't go ahead and do anything to Brian Real because he's my Judas Mamzer. Anybody who sucks up to Brian Real, I know, is not legit. Anybody who has anything to do with Brian Real, why, he's my Judas Mamzer.
Well, I've never heard you say that. Let's put it
there. Well, there's been a couple of times when you haven't been on. I've gone ahead and called Brian Real my Judas Mamzer. Eli James is my Judas Jew.
I'm threatening to kill somebody, though.
Huh?
That's not threatening to kill somebody, though.
No, in fact, I said don't go ahead and kill, you know, don't kill, you know, don't go ahead and kill Little Sword Manzer. Of course, generally all the people who, you know, old Brian Real has been screwing over, they're not going to listen to me in that regard, now are they?
I wouldn't see why they would.
No. I mean, shoot, I don't, you know, in some cases, I don't even have control of my own damn chat room here, much less, you know, all the people that Brian Real is pissed off here by being a little, you know, by being a little asshole and taking down the web pages and all. I went ahead on this November 28th. I went ahead and found this thing that, one of the Nimbusters sent me to where Brian Real was threatening to take down soon-to-be former Nimbusters. I'm going to have that web page taken down. I mean, Brian Real was threatening to take down Nimbusters way back in November 28th. It just took him a little while for either his Zogbot friends or whatever to go ahead and reveal who the hosting company for Nimbusters was. And that's what Brian Real does. And he just goes ahead and he does, you know, although you don't see those YouTubes to where supposedly Frankenwigger, there's somebody who's imitating old Frankenwigger to where old Frankenwigger has gotten puffy, you know, Brian Reel's cat essentially was going to go ahead and torture old, you know, Puffy here in order to go ahead and, you know, have his revenge on little Swordman. So that's a picture of old Brian Reel on his Facebook page with a big old dick hanging out where his nose is here. I mean, it's sort of funny here, but anyway, I'm sort of looking at the chat here. Oh, there was no, you know, there was no by Yahweh's, you know, design today?
Apparently not. It was supposed to be at 3 o'clock. It never showed up. Never happened.
Well, you gotta wonder. You often gotta wonder what the heck's going on. But Eli James has been pounded. And Saturday Night Show. Now, you gotta realize that some of the wandering tards were over at Finkelschiedi's listening to Carolyn Jaeger. And she's a Holocaust survivor. You know, or she's not Holocaust, she's a Holocaust revisionist. And essentially she worships Hitler as well, and generally, that's the sort of thing. And her and Fink were going ahead and getting along real swimmingly. Now I'm gonna go ahead and send her an email to say, hey, you know this character that you're going ahead and, you know, just put a little second to? Huh?
He wouldn't have had her on if there was not total agreement.
Well, yeah, that's what he does. He also goes ahead and he gets on shows where, you know, he goes ahead and talks to people who don't really know him very well. In some cases, it's sort of like, oh, this happened about 10 years ago. I went ahead and called up Dan Johns, and I found out that Dan Johns was going to interview Trader Glenn Miller for the first time. And Dan Johns said, well, he's never been mean to me. He's never done anything to me. He's never done this or never done that. He's a real nice guest. I said, look, he went ahead and he testified at Fort Smith against, you know, not only the order people, but he went ahead and also testified against Lewis Beam and Pastor Butler and Pastor Miles. Now, if I have to, you know, I mean, I'm essentially spying on, I'm pretending to be Trader Glenn Miller's real good friend, but if I have to, I'm going to send an email to David Lane, well, to Katya Lane and to Lewis Beam, and I'm sure they're going to go ahead and send another email to Pastor Butler telling you that, hey, you ought to go ahead and give airtime or internet access time to essentially a traitor. And Dan Johns backed off here. Well, later on, he went ahead and he denied that this had ever happened. But, you know, hey, Dan Johns,
yeah.
I mean, you're not only a mamzer, you know, you want to be serial polygamist, you're a liar.
Hey.
I mean, it don't matter to me.
I'm getting tired of sleep.
Okay, well, anyway, so you have heard about Hal Turner. You don't know too much about him. And, pretty well, you don't agree that Eli James is a Jew, but you are sure he's not an Israelite.
Simple terms.
So if he's not part of the family, then what is he doing pretending to be a Christian identity pastor then?
I mean, his position is you judge him by his works. But my attitude, from my understanding of the gospel, is everything is genetics.
Well, it is genetics. I mean, the same thing with Dan Johns. I went ahead and put the show up here to where Dan Johns was saying, well, I know Brian's food. He's wonderful here. I've seen Lindstedt. I've seen this maniac and all this. Just go ahead and end it. You do understand is that, like Paul said, by grace are you saved, but you do understand you're not going to be extended grace unless you have race in your favor.
That's right.
He's not going to.
The great genetics will have the opportunity for the kingdom. You can be a mud, and you can be the greatest person on the face of the earth, have all the faith in the world, everything else. It won't make a bit of difference.
It won't make a bit of difference. Not in Christian identity.
Yahweh has already made a judgment. He has put us on earth. When these people preach diversity and tolerance and all that crap, they are denying the divinity of Yahweh God Almighty. They're saying what He did already counts for nothing. And that it's purely out of Satan's a satanic idea that everyone's equal and it makes no difference, and that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, they certainly have no place in Christian identity. You certainly not dual seed like Christian identity, which holds Jews are a spawn of Satan and that the non-whites are the, you know, are the six-day beasts in the field, and therefore they have no souls, that only a pure white man has a soul. Correct?
Right.
So, in short, if you're not of the family, then you really have nothing to go and say to a true Israelite, then, do you? And you're not really a pastor in Yahweh's view.
We're supposed to be separate anyway. I'm going to.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Russ. I'll let you go here. Thanks, Russ. Bye bye. Okay. In any case, you got to go ahead. If you want to get Russ in where you want him to get in, you've got to go ahead and sort of herd, you know, you got to sort of herd him using logic here into the gate here. And I got him, you know, to not only admit that, you know, he won't admit that Eli James is a Jew. I'll go ahead and tell him about Eli James's problems. Eli James's problems is, let me go ahead and dig that thing up. But Eli James's problems is that Ashkenazi asswipe went ahead and said that he was being accused of being a Jew. And you had a lot of people come in ever since he showed up at Jeff Shoup's here, and people are saying that, yes, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. And it's not only Christian Day who said it, it's these people in the Klan who essentially got tired of the shit here. And Ashkenazi asswipe, or Anchorage activist, on his White Reference blog. And folks, people do read his blog. Everybody reads his blog. The reason of it is he goes ahead and he takes the news of what is going on in the movement. He goes ahead and takes the Jews Media reports, and he goes ahead and he moves them around. But I think Ashkenazi asswipe is a Zogbot himself. He loves Trader Glenn Miller. He loves Alex Flender. He loves all these characters here. But essentially, he went ahead and printed up about Eli James. And Saturday, Eli James only had about five, maybe six people. And one of them was McFag, and one of them was the same old bunch. And what you have is you have about 10, what I call wandering mamsers, who go ahead and they swing from one to the other. And Finkelschini, of course, blocks all the guests. You know, ProStink blocks all the guests. They don't like anything being said. And essentially, Friday and Saturday night, Eli James blocked all the guests. You know, now, he didn't block them to start with. McFag was flying like a pussy for him to go ahead and block them. And like I said, Eli James, I love it when you block the guests, because when you block the guests, that means that the contagion, you know, that the, you know, the Jew and Mazda contagion is going to go ahead and be pretty well limited only to yourself. You're not going to go ahead and get anybody else here. So, pretty well, Fink has gone ahead and gone in. He's given his 2 cents worth here, but Eli James is pretty well lost. You know, lost, you know, pretty well, you know, listenership. Quite a bit. And, you know, quite rightly, he goes ahead and blames me more for it, but he, essentially, he's just caught out. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead since Russ went ahead and got tired and managed to go ahead and get off, but not before I went ahead and admitted that Eli James is not of the family. And since he's not of the family, he's not Israelite. He has no business being a, you know, pretend pastor going ahead and telling the white man what to do. He's just simply a manser. That's all he is. That's all this critter is. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, save the chat, and we'll go ahead and come to, more of Eli James, and then we'll come to the main heart about Kyle Turner. And folks, I went ahead and sent an email to Cindy Steele, and she can or cannot, you know, I don't think she's going to go ahead and ever do an interview with me. And the reason she's not going to do an interview is because, hey, you know, her husband, Edgar, essentially, you know, just wants to still play at being a revolutionary figure, and he's not. Anyway, talk to you. We'll go ahead and we'll go to the next segment. Hail Victory.
When enemies say, say nothing, when you talk about it, you know what, or if you know who should hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off, you know where, you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you sing it. Sing it all here. But if you say, say nothing, when you talk about it, you know what, or if you know who should hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off, you know where, you wouldn't know. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
weaken off when I mention you know what. And I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other ones are always near, although you may not be. And if anyone else will tell you that, please don't mention me. And whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. Or if you know who's gonna hear, and you know what you'll get. Let it take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know who I'm speaking of, but I mention you know who. Or if you know who should hear you, you know what he do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. But you know who's saying it. You know what you'll get. Well, they'll take you off. You know where to. You wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. About so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. When a veteran has gone, I've already said too much. For the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Oh, whatever you say, say nothing wrong. When you talk about you know what. For if you know who to say, you know what you'll get. Oh, they'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. For you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing a song. And whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. And whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who should hear you,
okay, folks. Well, I'm going to go ahead while Northwest is in. I'm going to go ahead instead of talking more about Eli James. And, folks, I did lay a bunch of things about Eli James. And suffice it to say that Eli James, all these characters here, Sci-Fi Faber, Jeremy Visser, Eli James, paradoxically, it helped me a good deal when on the 18th of June of 2009, Sci-Fi Faber, and he was in collusion with Jeremy Visser at the time, went ahead and essentially, well, he went ahead and banned me from his little Area Nations thing to where I'd gone ahead and been with. And I have a thread about betrayal by Visser. And the last one is where Visser, betrayal by Jay Faber, his branch of Area Nations. Jay Faber was a liar. He went ahead and told me that he had all these certifications. He had the paperwork incorporating him in as the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of New York and New Jersey. I went ahead and looked on their Secretary of State's web pages. No such thing. Brian Wright told me the same lie, that he had Church of the Sons of Yahweh reformed in Ohio. He didn't have it in Ohio. He didn't have it in Washington State. Didn't have it anywhere. That's why I went ahead and found out that Gillette's church was in danger of being done away with, because essentially there was a Church of the Sons of Yahweh in Ohio, and I found out that, you know, this was on August 6th. I went ahead and stayed up all night, and here was Brian Wright going ahead and going along with Bridget the Idiot and Visser, even though a month earlier, Brian Wright called this or a Mamzer, and then, no, you're not a Mamzer. That's why I started first figuring out Jeremy Visser probably was a Mamzer, because you had another Mamzer saying that he was. It was one of those little criminals who knew him better than I ever would. But I went ahead and found out that all these liars are liars. They don't have any incorporation, don't have anything at all. I found out that Ray Redfern, when he was in his rebellion, just Pastor Richard Butler, went ahead and incorporated his own Church of Sons of Yahweh, and he only had one director. That was him. Now, that wasn't exactly lawful according to Ohio law, but essentially, you pay the $25 and the Secretary of State don't really give a crap. So it got incorporated, and then he went back to Butler, but he didn't go ahead and disincorporate his church, his church organization. It was set up for 5 years. And then, later on, he set it up in May or June, July, something like that. And 6 months later, he died of a heart attack in November of 2003. Well, there's a lot of people who believe, and I'm one of them, who believe that Ray Redfern's heart attack was caused by his cocaine use. He either got poison cocaine or he got too much cocaine. Or maybe he was all coked out. But essentially, that's the sort of caliber of people, even in Butler's time. Ray Redfern was white. He was an Israelite. I do believe that he did understand the Christian identity message, but in many cases, he really could not control himself. He was always getting in trouble. But, you know, someone who was getting in even more trouble was Morris Gillette. So he kicked Morris Gillette out as an untrustworthy, thieving, drunken, crackhead, cokehead. And essentially, that's the way Morris Gillette was. That's the way Morris Gillette still is. And Morris Gillette, I believe, is a snitch. He's white, but he doesn't really give a crap who he goes in. That's it. I believe the Salem Truth is just another Anglo mestizo letting in. Here you have all these critters. And during the days of Hal Turner, for all of Eli James talking shit about me, Eli James was in with Hal Turner. Because they're all snitches here. They're all Asian provocateurs. And yet, Jay Faber and Jeremy Visser, they were going to go ahead and go to Eli James and kick me out. And this is, you know, and I went ahead and said, well, hey, I got excommunicated 3 times. Once by Jay Faber, once by you, Jay Faber, and Hal Turner, and then once by you, Visser. And then Visser went ahead and admitted that, hey, I supposedly got excommunicated by Hal Turner, of all people, acting through Jay Faber. But when it turned out that Hal Turner was not only a rat, but an Asian provocateur, because essentially the FBI went ahead and paid him money to say all this stupid shit. And Hal was a greedy bastard. He would go ahead and fake a heart attack on air, I heard. And then one time he said that there was an earthquake in Peru because he had somehow set it into being. And Hal Turner was one hell of a showman. I listened to a number of his shows, and I have to laugh. He had parody songs. Professionally produced parody songs. You know, and some of them I'll go ahead and cut and perhaps reuse. But Hal Turner was a showman. He was very good at, but he was also a little rat. And not only a rat, but an Asian provocateur. In my 18 and a half years in this bowel movement of ours, I have seen to where you have a bunch of Uyghurs who want to have a revolution, but on their terms. They want to have a Uyghur revolution. They want to have a revolution to where, oh, it's just simply a matter of going ahead and scraping off a thin layer of Jews and Uyghurs and Mamzers and niggers who are doing all the bad stuff here. And if we just go ahead and just cut a little bit, it's just like a little, it's not a cancer that's gone ahead and infected the entire body politic. No, it's just a little it's just like a little abortion here. It's just a little pimple here. If you just go ahead and just do a little scrape on it here, what happens is we're going to go ahead and establish the red, white, and blue, and, screw two, and all this good shit here. We're going to go ahead and impose evil empire light. We're going to have it just like it is back in the 1950s here. That's what Harold Covington, he goes that he laughs at the notion. But I go even further, Harold Covington. I explain is that, hey, we have a Uyghur problem. This cancer is, pretty well 90 or 95% of the entire population, at least 90% of the Uyghurs and all the Muds and all the Jews and all the rest are just evil. They're born evil. And essentially, nothing other than Great Tribulation will go ahead and save us at all. That's all that's going to go ahead and save us. So, what I'm doing is, someone's saying that if you wake up one day, just browse the web in between watching TV and eating TV dinners, is that someone's life in a nutshell? And the answer is, well, that's pretty well heaven. Pretty good job if you can get it. I could go ahead and get it, not do it, not go ahead, but I actually do, provide content. Let me see, where was I? Hal Turner has been like a number of these Uyghurs, number of these critters in the movement. They assume that they get to go ahead and determine how the movement or how the leadership is going to be, especially if they get to go ahead and just somehow pull the strings. You have all these critters who think that they're little kingmakers, that they're kingmakers and that they get to go ahead and decide how things are done. And having actual maniacs, I've been called a maniac and say, well, hey, I would go ahead and tell on you, but, you don't really have anything I can go ahead and tell on. And they don't. That's why they had come up with a bogus child molestation case that they altogether manufactured up. But, folks, I do want to go ahead and give. I'm going to go ahead and get to the main thing of what I went ahead and read here. I'm going to go ahead and read what I was going to go ahead and write. What I've already written here. And this episode is called 88, Blessed Are the Rats If They Keep These Heads. And going on, Hal Turner fired his public pretender and saved his rat snitch ass by telling the jury of Uyghurs and Mamzers that the First Amendment of the Bill of Goods under the Constitution gives him the right to call for the killing of shit-eating lawyer politicians. Which it does. Which it does, of course, sort of does, if Zog wants to, if Zog wants to go ahead and pretend, that the Constitution means anything. It really doesn't. All it is a framework by which people can go ahead and claim that they have the consent of the governed, and therefore that the governed must obey them and must be loyal to them and must support them. Whenever, I have seen on forums and the rest here, and like Harold Covington was talking about the rules of white nationalism, is you have all these little V-bulletin tards, and the minute they have a little bit of power, they do whatever the hell they want to do. That's exactly what the hell they want to do. They appoint their little butt buddies as moderators, and I've seen it over on VNNF, I've seen it over on Sperm Front, I've seen it over on Four Fags Feeds, I've seen it pretty well about every place. Occurs continually. And it just goes to show that what people will do is that they will use any framework as an excuse to go ahead and seize power. And once they go ahead and seize power, they interpret these rules. They're not under any rules. They're under whatever they say the rules are. And that's exactly how it is in Azog Babylon. What Hal Turner did was by firing that public pretender, that public pretender would not dare go ahead and say, well, folks, we have a right to go ahead and overthrow this government. We have a right to go ahead and talk about overthrowing this government. No, the number one rule in a so-called republic here, with the consent of the governed, is that, well, we will, of course, talk about the Declaration of Independence, which was very much an ongoing talk about whenever anybody gets tired of the crap that's coming down, they get to change the government, even if it's a good government. Even if other people think it's a good government, people have a, quote, right to go ahead and abolish or overthrow or alter that form of government whenever they want. Not only the government, the form of government. And in an era where pretty well anybody who really wanted to could go ahead and, you know, brew up a biological pathogen, the Declaration of Independence might very well have been the birth document of this latest Zog Babylon, but it can also be the death warrant. Because like I've gone ahead and, you know, said in relation to Covington, where does secession end? Abraham Lincoln said the same thing. Where does secession end? And the answer is secession ends as far as anybody wants to go ahead and push it. What Hal Turner did by going ahead and getting rid of this public pretender, by getting rid of this weasel, this spy on his side, just simply putting him to the side and then just simply going ahead and using him whenever he wanted, Hal Turner was able to go ahead and frame it the way he wanted to frame it. Now, Hal Turner did not take the stand. He was able to go ahead and frame it to, do I have a, quote, right under the Constitution Bill of Goods to advocate killing lawyers and politicians who go ahead and tell the Roman Catholic Church that they have to register as lobbyists according to these little machinations I've just gone ahead and made up, to say that they have crossed the line and I'm a good Roman Catholic, although sometimes I pretend to be Christian identity when I want Jay Faber to hold my hand in my dick and protect me against the niggers. But no, I'm a, you know, I was raised a good Catholic, and therefore, how dare any mere lawyer, fat yo, go ahead and talk about it, especially when these lawyer politicians want to go ahead and they're mad at the Roman Catholic Church for going against faggotry, for going against homosexuality in Connecticut. I've been in Connecticut. It is the worst. You know, I mean, it's worse than Virginia. You know, truckers call Virginia communist state. Connecticut is the only freaking state where I would drive deliberately 5 miles around the speed limit. In Connecticut. I am grateful that Connecticut is a very small state. Very small, evil, communist, Jew bitch, you know, state here. Cunt, I call it cunt and a cunt. I despise Connecticut. I despise critters from Connecticut. Especially that tantric flyer, you know, Doria Chadwick here, the tantric flyer they got on. Stupid cunt. Stupid, evil, fat, stupid cunt. I despise Connecticut. And by the way, Connecticut, I've been to Connecticut a number of times, and when I was there at West Enfield, at this place which took this paper from Mobile, Alabama, packaging, there was not a single white man in the place here. The Yankees have been displaced by the, you know, Puerto Ricans, by the Beaners. And the roads were shit. But, you know, I despise Connecticut. And what they did is that they said that Hal Turner had to go ahead and answer for something he said over the internet in New Jersey. And they charged him with flight. Folks, a cop or judge who goes ahead and makes a false warrant or something like that should be skinned. Right then, right there. U.S. versus John Bad Elk should be imposed, or any policeman makes a false arrest is subject to being executed on the spot for making the false arrest. And then, if he wants to go ahead and whine about how it was a lawful arrest, and it turns out it wasn't a lawful arrest, this pig's entire family ought to be skinned alive, along with everybody up and their families up the food chain. Folks, if you want to have a lawful government, what you need to have is you need to have a mechanism for exterminating anybody who steps over the line. And if there's a policeman a lawyer, a judge, or anybody who benefits from the government, and they step out of line, then hey, they're the first ones to go ahead and get it. And what Hal Turner went ahead and said is that, folks, I have a constitutional bill of goods right to go ahead and say whatever I want. Here were these legislators going ahead and trying to go against the Roman Catholic Church, saying that they need to register their priests as political lobbyists because they were against this homosexual law being passed in Connecticut. Okay, Connecticut is a screwed up place. You know, the roads were screwed up even back in 1989, 1990. I mean, they were awful. Declining, you know, declining roads, declining everything, declining population. So, finally, he goes ahead and shows trial. He shouldn't even have had to show trial under, you know. Now, Harold Covington is pretty well figured out. He's old. He turned 58 a while back ago, and he decided to go ahead and go for broke and come up with what he calls the Brandenburg Lectures over Brandenburg versus Ohio in 1969. We had a Klansman talking, essentially, not specifically killing anybody specific, but killing all these race traitors who were going ahead and bringing in all these niggers and running, you know, running these nigger rights back in 1964, of all things. And, folks, he got arrested. He was going to go ahead and face, what, 1 to 10 years for critical, you know, criminal syndicalism, i.e. seditious speech, you know, aimed at going ahead and throwing this so-called over, you know, lawful government. Well, folks, who determines whether a regime is lawful or not? And the answer, if you believe in the consent of the government, is that the people do. Even these sneaking lawyers who founded the Constitution, you know, who came up, you know, in a secret session here, a bunch of masons and lawyers who came up with the Constitution in secret, claimed to do so under we the people of the United States. Well, folks, were those states united at the time? No. And Lysander Spooner has pretty well done a very good job of it. I used to, way back in the 90s, talk about how the Constitution, you know, was nothing more than just a lie, a fraud, and still is. But here he goes, and he, you know, his lawyer is not allowed to just go ahead and say that. And certainly not if he was a public pretender. What Hal Turner did is he framed the debate over whether or not you are going to obey the Constitution and Bill of Goods or not. And what he did is he converted that prostitutor essentially into a whining little, you know, I think it was a beaner pussy who doesn't believe a damn thing in rule of law, certainly not white rule of law, to why anything that has pretty has to get some big bad government. Well, yes, it was exactly that. And from what I gather, he only had a jury of six, and they said is that Hal Turner was a lying asshole. He's an evil asshole. But essentially, they did go ahead and understand is that they could not really lawfully convict Hal Turner of being a big mouth lying asshole. So what did Hal Turner do? He went ahead, and when his life was on the line, for at least 10 years or 11 years of his life, he went ahead and he went ahead and grabbed what he did here, and he went ahead because he had nothing to lose. And he played his hand. He played his hand with style. He did play his hand with style and courage. He did far better than any lawyer would have done. I'm impressed by all these people who have lawyers here. Matt Hale, Edgar Steele, you know, to name a recent one here. I'm going to go ahead and compare him to Edgar Steele here unfavorably in a minute. You have, let's see, Eric Rudolph. You have, Timothy LeVay. Timothy LeVay had a lawyer. If Timothy LeVay would have said, fuck the lawyer, and essentially conduct his own case here, he couldn't have done any worse. He got the death penalty with that lawyer. Eric Rudolph got life in hell in Florence with a lawyer. Edgar Steele. Now, Hal Turner didn't go ahead and take the stand. And maybe that was smart of him. I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't think it's smart at all for any innocent person to ever accept a lawyer, or even if you're guilty, to ever accept a lawyer. And certainly, if you're innocent, to go ahead and refuse to go ahead and, you know, not speak on your own behalf. Because, folks, regardless of what says in a little constipation here, most people assume that an innocent man will just simply say, "I didn't do it." And that's where, you know, that's where Edgar Steele screwed up, and he admits he screwed up now. He went ahead and he had a pubic pretender. He's still whining like a pussy that Zog didn't obey its own confidentiality rules, folks. Folks, I don't worry about confidentiality rules. Essentially, you know, I'd tell a pig. I don't have nothing wrong against torturing one of your kids. That's what you did to one of my grandchildren. Got him in front of a therapist. Therapist went ahead and come up, you know, filled his head with a bunch of lies, which he may or not even said. So, folks, since you've gone ahead and done to my family, why the hell shouldn't I do it to your family and then some? I don't pretend to be ruled by a constipation or a bill of goods. As I look at this, there's only two sides. You're on Yahweh's side or you're on the devil's side. And anybody who sides with the devil dies. That's the end of it. No more talk. And if I go ahead and make you scream for days and days and days trying to pretend that you're innocent like a pig, good. Good. My hero, Felix Dzerzhinsky, you know, contrary to the lies by these Mamzers and Jews, was not a Jew. Now, he was not a white man, but he wasn't a Jew. He understood. Hey, folks, the pigs will go ahead and lie and lie and lie and lie, and they'll assume that we are judged, you know, that there's going to be a white civilization to protect them when their time, when their nuts are in the pliers. And the answer, there's no such thing. When there's no rule of law, then folks, don't be bound by man's rules. Here's this, sir. Go ahead and whine like a pussy. Well, don't say you get to torture anybody. Well, folks, the Bible doesn't say what I need to do with a rat who I catch in the corn cob. And if essentially I can go ahead and get these rats to get out of my corn cob by going ahead and skinning alive a rat, why in the world shouldn't I go ahead and do that to a wigger? Much less a lying mamzer like yourself. You have no rights to the benefits of white law, white civilization. You don't belong in it. You're not of it. And that's just what I got, you know, Russ Walker to admit tonight. If you're not of the body of Christ, you cannot go ahead and claim that you have any rights to the laws which I am bound to go ahead and give to my brethren. Essentially, if one of my brethren is guilty of something here against the government, I support my brethren. They can do whatever the hell they want to the government. It's nothing to me. Just hope you don't go ahead and get caught. But I want to go ahead and contrast that with Edgar Steele. Edgar Steele, I didn't see his third one, but essentially what I hear him whine about is that, you know, he was saying that the ordinary criminals, you know, thought he was a total tard, because he believed that he was going to have confidentiality. He's going to have confidentiality of anything. Edgar Steele went ahead and told Zog what he was going to do. What he should have done is refused to have a lawyer. Hell, he's supposed to be a lawyer for him. You know, he's supposed to be a lawyer himself. He's a lawyer for the damned, like he said. Like I told people, he's more like lawyer for the fucked. Because if you had Edgar Steele for a lawyer, you were fucked. But essentially, Zog does whatever the hell it wants to do, and then wants to pretend it's under rule of law. And that you, its victims, are bound by its laws, as they determine, how they interpret it. And the answer is no. Once there's a civil war in effect here, and folks, the civil war was in effect probably 10 minutes after the surrender by Cornwallis to George Washington at Yorktown. Cornwallis supposedly told George Washington, well, I'm not going to go here. I'm going to send my second command, so I don't want to go ahead and surrender you, but, you know, folks, within 10 years, you'll be under the Bank of England. You'll be under the Jews. You'll be back under dominion, our economic dominion, under our little, you know, under their shekels. And shekel means little god. Well, you know, just like in They Live. You have a piece of money here, and the guy with the sunglasses says, this is your god. Well, yes, that is your god. And by the way, old Cuthill Wallace has pretty well said the same thing. This money is your god. He's a little bit goofy here, but yes, this is your god. He's taking quite a pounding over on beer barrel. But anyway, Edgar Steele didn't testify on his behalf. He did so many things wrong. He should have fired all the lawyers. Saved $108,000 or $125,000. Now, meanwhile, old Hadding, the loveless meerkat, a.k.a. Scott David Spidell, and this Don Pauly, the Zog Parrot, are shitting all over him. Essentially, they went ahead and revealed about 2 weeks why they were doing it. They're mad because Edgar got on to poor old Kevin Alfred Strom, a rather weak character who went ahead and pled guilty to having child porn or something like that. And a week ago, on Friday night, when you had this thing coming up about Eli James being a Jew, and I guess Ashkenazi Asswipe was part of listening to Eli James's, listening to Cindy Steele's thing, I went ahead and said, hey, look, Cindy, you know, while I was trolling, I said, Cindy, why don't we do an interview unlike any other interview? You need to talk to Edgar Steele. And essentially, I'm going to go ahead and take the position of that, of course, Edgar Steele is innocent, but what I really want to talk about, or what I really want to have a debate about, is that now that you've been screwed, Edgar, now that you've been screwed, well and truly screwed, what position are you going to take as to what does the House of Naboth owe the House of Ahab? Now, by House of Naboth, I mean the Israelite people who were judicially murdered by the House of Ahab, i.e. the government of Israel. What do the people owe their king when the king goes ahead and essentially lives off them and plunders them, and when they get uppity, murders them? What do the people owe their king? Well, the Declaration of Independence say nothing. Certainly not loyalty. Nothing but rebellion. What does the Bible say? Well, the Bible says, if you go ahead and look as to what happened to the house of Saul, and certainly what happened to the house of Ahab, and certainly look at what happened with the house of Israel, is that in many cases, Yahweh himself went ahead and planned the overthrow of these regimes. He went ahead and planned the overthrow over 10 of the 13 tribes of Judah, of Benjamin, and essentially of Simeon, you know, by assimilation because they were on the south of Judah, and of Levi, because, well, he didn't have that plan. He didn't plan for Jeroboam to go ahead and get rid of the Levites. So what does, you know, in many cases, Yahweh went ahead and told Ahab's house that every one of his family and every one of those who served him religiously, militarily, financially, who went ahead and ruled, their families, their children, the rest would be, well, they would be eaten in by dogs in the city, birds in the field. In fact, what they had is that Jehu went ahead and wrote the elders of Shechem, telling them to go ahead and put all 72 of Ahab's children's heads in a basket. And from what I gather, he ran a shuttle service to go ahead and feed the dogs the bodies of Ahab's family, children, and the rest in Naboth's vineyard. Essentially, it went from being a vineyard to being a herb yard to being essentially a place where dogs were fed the carcasses of regime criminals. And how did Yahweh bless the house of Jehu? Well, Well, essentially, he gave them four generations of rulers. And one of them, you know, Jeroboam II, ruled for 41 years, died of natural causes. Essentially, the house of Jehu ruled for about 100 years or so. A little bit shy, a couple of years shy of 100 years. Then soon after, within 40 years or so, they were deported by the house of, you know, by the house of Asher, by the Assyrians. And they were taken away. And then later on, Yahweh says that Judah was a bigger whore than Israel was. But in many cases, Yahweh himself went ahead and took a hand and put his thumb on the scale of regime change. So, did Jehu owe anything to the house of Ahab? No. In fact, he was under duty to go ahead and overthrow it, and he did a very thorough job, and he did so. But in no case does Yahweh go ahead and benefit. If you go ahead and look at what happened, no case does Yahweh benefit any regime, no matter what its pretensions are, and certainly not today. Under Zog, the Almighty and All-Knowing and All-Powerful, that thinks it's All-Knowing and All-Powerful. So what does Edgar Steele do? And folks, Edgar Steele is innocent. But he did everything because he just couldn't get over the fact he was a preferred Whigger. He wasn't a lawyer. He was a CPA. He knew it all. And meanwhile, all the people who are in jail think of Edgar. I have better than 135 IQ. I'm a super genius. Well, jailbirds thought he was a tard and told him he was a tard. You don't believe the government. The government's out to fuck you. The government is out to fuck you. Did he listen to them? No. What he also did is he went ahead and explained something to the movement here about how Larry Fagfax stole silver. Folks, you don't tell the government a damn thing about why you're going to go ahead and do anything. Now, because I showed nothing but contempt, I got sent illegally to the nut house for 2.5 years. I got doped up. Got four of my teeth knocked out. But pigs. But as the end result, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm free, at least for now. Don't know how long I might be free, but to me it doesn't really worry here. You don't whine about what Zog does to you. You go ahead and you do 666 times worse than Zog. My solution to lawlessness, you know, is more lawlessness. Go ahead and let the system decay and decline and fall apart. Now, Harold Covington, from my gather, he's gotten a break from outwaiting old Whigger Squirrel. He had something about, you know, not with a bang, but with a fart. That's good. That's good. But what I see is that essentially, some people are saying that Zog's going to go ahead and disappear. You know, Harold's saying the same thing with a whimper. But Harold's trying to go ahead and help it end with a bang. Folks, it will go ahead, just like Rome, it will go ahead and fall and fall and fall. When it does fall, it's going to fall real quick. And it'll be, well, just like the phony World Trade Center. It'll just go ahead and fall in. But it will fall in with a mighty roar. And no one will be immune to the effects of the collapse. Hal Turner. I despise Hal Turner. But Hal Turner, you know, was like a wicked servant who went ahead and looked after himself here, who understood what was going on, understood that even though he was a rat here and he supported the government, he went to the government and said, give me some money. When Hal Turner went ahead and seen reality, he went ahead and he grabbed his life. He went ahead and grabbed his wife and he threw it on the table, on the old roulette table here, and he just went ahead and let it ride. And it rode, and he won. Edgar Steele, being innocent, went ahead and followed because he'd been trained to do that here, because he'd been special. He'd been going ahead, and he cannot, you know, we can talk about revolution, but he can't even think about it. He can't even think about him doing it. He can't even think. You know, he talks about revolution. That's why I call him a Whigger Whipper. He can think about it. He can talk a little bit about it, but it's a safe little, retard to a revolution where we're all safe and nice and nobody gets hurt. Only a few bad people maybe get, outed out of office here. Oh, maybe we might end up hanging a few people from these maniacs like Lindstedt. But he doesn't really believe in what he's talking about. Because he's always been a beneficiary of the system. And he can no more go ahead and savage the tit of the beast here. You know, than that toothless possum can. Can't do that. And as a result, he's going to go ahead and get fucked. He's going to go ahead and get, 50-some years? Chances are, though, like I was explaining, I don't think old Edgar is going to go ahead and make it. What Hal Turner did, by going ahead and beating that Connecticut rap, is that he's gone ahead and set for, just like Bill White, beating the federal rap. God, man. Bill White, Hal Turner's case in Connecticut, how is it any different from going ahead and saying, hey, these dirty judges who went ahead and ruled against the constitutional right to protect yourself, which was indeed overturned by the Supreme Court later on. And so I guess Hal Turner was right. How can he go ahead and be held for going ahead and threatening to go ahead and shoot federal judges when he's gone ahead and been found not guilty by reason of the First Amendment to the Bill of Goods for threatening to shoot some damn legislators? Don't make any sense, does it? So therefore, I think Hal Turner is well on his way to going ahead and maybe pulling Bill White. Folks, the only thing that makes this government back off, the only thing that makes this government back off is fear. Not fear of the hereafter, but fear of the here and now, to where, guess what? And that's why I go ahead and I pretty well tell Secret Service agents as they come to my house how much I hate them, how much I really love what Obama is doing to this country. Yes, he's a thieving, lying, sneaking nigger who ain't even an American citizen. And folks, I sort of like my case against Obongo, which goes ahead and says is that since white men cannot run for public office or vote for other white men running for public office, that the white man really has no duty to obey this government, to vote for anybody in this government, and most of all, not to pay any taxes to this government. To go ahead and let things go ahead as they are, and to go ahead and rip off the cages of hell, and let this great tribulation go ahead and destroy everything and everybody in it. Now, was Edgar Steele ever going to say that? No. Would Hal Turner say it? Oh, yes. Would Hal Turner mean it? Well, possibly at the minute here. May case, maybe not. Maybe not. But Hal Turner would go ahead and say it. And that's why Hal Turner was, in many ways, far better than any of the tards, you know, including this one. Hal Turner had a way with words. And folks, if Hal Turner ever does get back on the internet again, I'll listen to the lying bastard. I ain't gonna give him any money. I might give him a good deal of ridicule. But folks, what Hal Turner said here is somewhat the same thing as I would say. The only difference, the difference between me and Hal Turner is that I mean it. Hal Turner is just a lying bastard. Anyway, I've got it, but the opposing thing is I don't think Sidney Steele's going to go ahead and get back on me with a debate between me and Edgar Steele that I sort of pursued in 2004. To where I said, look, folks, don't talk about revolution unless you mean it. I've seen so many people talk about revolution, and then what happens? They turn on everybody who goes ahead and actually listens to it, like Hal Turner wanted to do. I've seen this shit in the militia movement. I've seen this shit every single where. No more Wacos! Well, guess what? You know, 1996 occurs. And here's these Texas freemen. Well, they don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in their own republic. So we, as a constitutional, should not have any duty to go ahead and help them. So in short, all this No More Wacos was just lies by a bunch of blowhards like J.T. Reddy or Richard Giesecke or the rest of the Tard Corral, we'll say the Tard Corral over Covington's here. Just lying Mamzers, just lying Jews, talking shit. And that's pretty well what Edgar Steele, you know, means here. Essentially, all he can do is whine. That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to go ahead and talk about, essentially, the hard work of killing. The hard work that's going to go ahead and come up to where, essentially, the vast majority of people are going to be winnowed out in the social and economic and financial and military collapse, which will be the Great Tribulation. And essentially, all Edgar wants to do is whine about how he was badly treated here, whereas Hal Turner went out and he went ahead and he threw his life in there and he took responsibility for his entire life. Didn't go ahead and blame it on the crooked lying lawyer. Didn't go ahead and blame it on the crooked, you know, on the worthless jury, and they were worthless. Hal Turner went ahead and he played the game. Edgar Steele, all he has done is punted. So, there's a good deal of difference here. Hal Turner is a fat lying, possibly Jew or Mamzer crook. Edgar Steele is a Whigger whimperer. And that's all he's going to do. So I'm going to go ahead and end this section and go on to the next. Look at the chat. Hail Victory.
The Ballad of Irving.
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walked in a Saw Saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened in the town. His aim was to shoot that Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at First Sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving. Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Because Auntie Jew goes ahead and he's always whining like a pussy as to why I ain't sued Brian Rio yet, okay? Well, all right, I'll take care. Okay. Well, that's nice. Okay, folks, we're on the back. I'm looking at the chat here. We have an official card. The movement turd tonight has, okay. Well, it's 10 people here, which is about two more than Eli James had Saturday night here. And unlike Eli James, none of the guests would be in block. But we have a special tard tonight, known as guest number 6, which is appropriate here. 6 is sort of the number of the beast of the field here, so, you know, he is rightfully number 6. And essentially, number 6 is just being a little, you know, sort of Siegfried or, you know, Brian Wright / Mike the Kike Delaney tard. By the way, Mike the Kike Delaney blocks all the freaking guests on his little thing, and he had Dr. Kevin McDonald on tonight. And Dr. Kevin couldn't go ahead and see how essentially Mike the Kike Delaney was doing the Jew trick of essentially blocking all the guests. And I need to go ahead. Yesterday night, Eli James didn't have hardly any listeners, and he went ahead and blocked most all the guests. Now McFag went ahead and got him to do it. And folks, well, are you mad because he blocked the guests? And the answer is no, I'm not mad, because Eli James has taken a big hit over the last week or so. He's been taking a big hit ever since he showed up at West Dallas to Jeff Shoup's little NSM thing. Now, this JT Reddy is just another NSM tard, and they're just mainly Whiggers, and mostly they're Anglo Mestizos. And last night, I went ahead and looked at this FAEM page, and there is stuff going on in the Christian Identity Movement. There's always something going on in the Christian Identity Movement. They have a chance to go ahead and talk with Rustler because he wanted to go in. But the Church of True Israel, his webpage went down on the 28th of August. And essentially, since they didn't get paid no more, somebody wasn't paying them. Now, the Church of True Israel was an offshoot of Wesley Swift's church, because they didn't like the way Butler was doing things. They didn't like him bringing in all these criminals and bikers and all this other vermin. And most of the people of Wesley Swift's church agreed with John Britton's father, as opposed to John Britton's uncle Newman, that, you know, like James Britton said, he said, "Dick, why do you got all this skinhead vermin? Why do you have all this rabble around you? Why are we having all these, you know, why are we having all these people who don't belong around?" And see, James Britton was Wesley Swift's, you know, head of his prison ministry. And as a result, he got to see criminals up close. And yes, I have estimated about a third of the people in prison are innocent. But folks, that leaves two-thirds of them being criminals. And by the third, that I'm talking about being innocent, I'm talking about white people that are in prison who are innocent. The niggers are always guilty of something here. I mean, they belong in jail. In fact, like, I went ahead and talked to some other guy. I said, "You know that they did a statistic and a couple months ago, and they said that a nigger has a bigger life expectancy if he's in a structured environment such as prison as opposed to being a free-range nigger out in the streets." And it's true. I mean, niggers in prison, you know, locked up with each other, at least they have white or other beaners or other niggers to go ahead and tell them what to do, make sure they get their three hots, that they don't go ahead and use drugs, they don't have guns to go ahead and kill each other here. So niggers actually live longer. Niggers actually have a higher life expectancy if they're in prison as opposed to being free-range niggers, whereas white people have a lower expectancy of life in prison. So, I'm saying among the innocents here that I said a third, I'm talking only about whites. But in these prison gangs, you end up having a bunch of these Anglo Mestizos who ain't white. It's sort of like the clan of Mamzers here. At, toward the end, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the old Banjo Billy. And he has a little cage fight with Mumps Nuts Liar Bill the Clueless. Essentially, I'm not quite sure, but there was no fight. Banjo Billy is a martial arts instructor, and he thought Liar Bill the Clueless was a FBI snitch. And I told him, yeah, I do think that Mumps Nuts is an FBI snitch or an informant. He's just a petty criminal who essentially was used to go ahead and spy. And you can go ahead and see him on Clan of Mousers. He had the same behavior, sitting like a big old lump of shit, that he did when he whined and bitched and pleaded and pissed and moaned for me to go ahead and ordain him. And pretty well, Pastor John Britton told me not to, you know, that he didn't think it would be wise to ordain somebody I didn't know from Adam's Off Ox or from Sikkim. And another older woman went ahead and said the same thing. And I told them is that, look, I told Galette that the harvesters are few and the harvest is great. We need as many people, even though they may not go ahead and be up to great standards. We need to go ahead and have the ones who at least know a little bit about Christian identity to go ahead and bring in some of the newer ones who are looking, because there's going to be a famine in the Word. So I went ahead and ordained them, and I thought he'd be pretty smart, and you know, I asked him to bring his computer down. I teach him internet espionage and sock puppetry, and he didn't bring his computer down, and it became quite clear to me the guy was not particularly intelligent. He just sort of sat like a dumbass, and I thought, well, at least he has a blog where he's at least plagiarizing Bertrand Comparé, which goes ahead and shows that at least he knows enough to plagiarize Bertrand Comparé, so he knows a little bit. But pretty well, I got the impression from him is that he was just going ahead and getting an ordination from me as a sort of little thing. He could go ahead and claim that he was a pastor or something like that. He used to claim to be a Christian identity chaplain in the Klan. And I went ahead and looked at Clan of Mamzers afterwards, and shit, he's just, you know, there's this other old guy who's doing the real preaching, old Liar Bill's just sitting like a lump of shit. If you look at Clan of Mamzers, you know, just by the eye color, Liar Bill the Clueless and, you know, Ron Edwards are the only white ones among them here. The rest were Anglo Mestizos. And it was called Clan of Killers, and it's on YouTube. And perhaps I need to go ahead and put a few links of it. But essentially, Liar Bill the Clueless is just a big fat retard just sitting like a lump of shit. And what he does, he sits like a lump of shit, he sort of listens in to everything you can say, and then he makes up a bunch of lies he's going to go ahead and tell. First couple times he tells lies, why he knows he's lying, but then after that he starts believing his own lies. He's delusional. He's just a petty thief who got kicked out of the Air Force for thievery, or drug use or something here. And I think this 1996 thing, I get the feeling that he went ahead and supposedly took this gun away from his nigger brother-in-law who was married to one of his, you know, mud shark sisters. And, I mean, you can't believe hardly anything Liar Bill tells you. But he's delusional, he's idiotic, he's cowardly. And supposedly he was going to go ahead and have a fight with Banjo, this guy named Banjo Billy that they fought over on Four Fag Seeds. Well, folks, people figured out over on Four Fag Seeds that he was just a retard. And I'm banned at Four Fag Seeds. It's just another data mining site run by three Belgian Jews. But, in any case, Banjo Billy asked me not to go ahead and say anything, and he was going to go ahead and write, you know, a report. He went ahead and made a 10-page report, and he asked me not to go ahead and comment or do anything on it. So I told him, is that, well, yes, you made a few mistakes about Christian identity, but, you know, and a few mistakes about Liar Bill, but essentially you understand he's just a delusional fat retard who's, you know, works as a snitch. I went ahead and pointed out his criminal record, told him where to look at it. And, folks, Liar Bill essentially can go ahead and get away with sexual assault upon his nigglet nieces and the rest, you know, because, hey, they're just niggers, and B, he's used as a snitch, and he uses as a club. to go ahead and use against them. And I don't know, they may have very well financed a trip out to California so that he could go ahead and get his ass beat, supposedly, by this martial arts instructor. You know, I tried to go ahead and point out to Banjo Billy that if he didn't show up, how do you know Liar Bill showed up? And the answer is you don't. And sooner or later, I think Liar Bill will go ahead and see, because I went and posted the entire thing by Banjo Billy, unedited, over on, you know, over on whitenationalist.org/forum. But essentially, I went ahead and used some old posts by Banjo Billy to go ahead and copy them. So, you know, that they would be by Banjo Billy, but I just went ahead and just copied, you know, just copied another one and then just went ahead and put it in its own thread. So that's the sort of state of, you know, affairs we have. We have, like, over on Covington, you have this guy named J.T. Reddy, who's an NSM tard. You have all these clowns. Some of them are Whiggers, but most of them are Anglo-Mestizos, like Eric Thompson and, you know, Eric Thompson and Robert Friends used to call them. And I've been digging on FAEM to see, you know, what I call Friends' first law of white nationalism, is that there's fewer and fewer whites left. You'll have more and more not-quite-whites claiming to be great white supremacists and doing all this sort of ass-clown shit. Folks, Adolf Hitler would not have tolerated these sort of clowns running around, giving the Nazi Party a bad name, having to be defended against Jews and communists by the police. Essentially, what Adolf Hitler would have done is he'd have gone ahead and taken these able-bodied retards, put them in a real Nazi uniform, a.k.a. either put them in field gray, Wehrmacht uniforms, give them guns and some training, and set them to fight on the Eastern Front against the Russians. That's what he would have done. He would have made them real soldiers. And they wouldn't have time to do their little ass clown stuff here. Ass clown shit. As early as 1946, this John Toland, who was a Jew, went ahead and wrote a number of books, including about how, what a fraud in day of infamy that Pearl Harbor was. Back in 1946, he said most of these characters who were playing Nazi would be locked up by Adolf Hitler and put into a eugenics camp. And Adolf Hitler did have eugenics camps to where, hey, some of these people were sterilized because they were held to be racially and mentally defective. And, you know, lest we go ahead and judge, there's a 1923 statute on, you know, called, Bell versus Buck, where old Carrie Ann Buck was sterilized, and Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. said three generations of imbeciles are enough. We expect people to go ahead and, you know, give their lives. It's nothing to go ahead and cut a fallopian tube. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. If you go ahead and look at the original judgment of Nuremberg put out, you had Maximilian Schell essentially pointing out, for on behalf of these judges who are being judged in judgment of Nuremberg, and you had Bert, you know, Lancaster as an honest judge or something like that, and folks, you had these people, as well understood that in America you had a eugenics movement, which pretty well failed, and what my favorite white nationalist author is Lothrop Stoddard. He was a eugenicist. I do believe in eugenics. I do believe that people who are not white should not be allowed to breed in a white nation here. But folks, I don't believe that there's any way to have a peaceful eugenic system. It didn't work under Lothrop Stoddard, Mass and Grant, although it worked for a while. They did pass the 1924 Immigration Act, but it didn't last forever. Old Ted the Swimmer Kennedy and a bunch of Jews went ahead and overturned in 1965, and now we've been buried in a mud flood. Okay? No segregation scheme lasts forever, be it under ancient Israel or ancient India or today. We are buried under a mud flood. And most of these critters, certainly the ones, but, you know, who wander between Finkelshiny And Eli or James, between these two Jews, they're Mamzers. They're not white. They won't show their face. McFag won't show his face. Won't show his real name. Eli James is getting hammered because he goes ahead and shows his face and his name. Oh, okay. This is Steve Holstein. If you're talking about Steve Holstein, Pedro Frankenwigger says that he's a nimbuster, and essentially about the only thing he does is support Hal Turner. Which goes ahead is that from what I gather, Hal Turner is become a sort of taboo subject. According to Ashkenazi Asswipe, he's not mentioned at all on Stumblein. Not mentioned at all, not on Stumblein, but not mentioned at all on Stormfront. And the only one who brought up Hal Turner was this nimbuster named Stan Holstein over on, who was a nimbuster. And from what I gather, old Ashkenazi Asswipe said that as a nimbuster, the only way he managed to show any ability was posting posting dick pictures on Nimbusters. So, in any case, there's a lot of crazy niggers in nut houses here. Anyway, yes, that was a different. I don't want to really tell stories about the nut house days. It's sort of funny looking back on it, being told. It wasn't funny at the time, though. Well, some of it was funny. This guy who used to like streaking here, he was a total, wigger. When he was off his meds, he used to go ahead and be under the conclusion that people wanted to see him. He was shaped like a pear, but he picked up an 80-pound bulky chair and swung it like it was a plastic chair against this plexiglass window. I mean, I've never seen the like. Anyway. Well, I have no idea what a Facebook All Star is. Okay, well. Kevin McDonald. JT Reddy. Yeah, JT Reddy. He's been talking shit about me, so I'm going to go ahead and make a little sock puppet of him on my forum. Pretty well. Teach old JT Reddy here to not go ahead and give shit to his betters. But Eli James's beginning of his fall. And he's been doing fall for a while. I got Russ Walker today to admit that Eli James, he won't admit that Eli James is a Jew. I believe Eli James is indeed a Jew. There's a good reason why he looks like, I need to go ahead and plug in my cell phone. Okay. Or it does. Okay. I'm looking at this. Okay. You friends with him for now? Okay, I'm looking at the chat. Folks, is the audio still good? Because I heard a click. And essentially, the cell phone battery was about to die, so I went ahead and plugged it in. Okay? For my gear, I still have audio. Okay. Let's see. You're amassing a cache of Nazi literature? I wouldn't amass a cache of Nazi literature if I were you. 16-year-old kid, you're probably going to go ahead and get a whole bunch of psychological testing here. Daddy and mommy go ahead and decide to report you in to the school counselor or something here. So, anyway, I went ahead and took a little pause here, but Anyway, the beginning of Eli James' fall was going to Elita's fall because, folks, he's been kicked out of the Klan. He's been kicked out of a number of organizations. Because when they find out he's a Jew, when they find out that he has no problem with calling the FBI and snitching. Now, on this latest thing I went ahead and put down about where he had all his complaints, I went ahead and pretty well gave Ashkenazi Asswipe a rundown of Critters on the Movement, and Ashkenazi Asswipe went ahead and censored what I had to write. He did not approve it. So I went ahead and put it up on my forum. But you have this speech at this West Alice rally, and you have all these people on the 7th of September saying, AA, you are aware that Eli James is a Jew, right? And, you know, someone said, he went on and said that there was nothing that was realistically accomplished by this theater in real terms other than to gin up Jeff's minions, keep paying dues. He dared the flash mobs to attack him while he stand behind 140 police in riot gear. The left, the antis outnumbered him 45 to 1. He said nothing gets special about National Socialism to clear up misconceptions about it, but he didn't know anything about it to begin with. He allowed his members to speak to the media and delude the message. It was not a real message, as members came off as uneducated thugs, much like the mobs he went there to protest. So, you have a number of people, but Anchorage activist says, I've heard rumors that Eli James is a Jew, but he denies it here. Then another anonymous says, he can deny it all day long, but he does look Jewish, like or not. His real name was Joseph Putz. Then he changed to Joe Paul November, and now he's Eli James. And another one said, I personally met this individual, Eli James, back in the 80s or 90s at several Christian Day conferences. It's true he used a different name back then. He introduced himself as Pastor Joe November. Several patriots had to very seriously question his racial background and motives even back then. And yes, that rabbi in the video looks awfully like Eli in his younger years. My wife said if he is not this pastor, he might be his twin brother. LOL. In your opinion, what is his real agenda? And then Anchorage activist says, I don't really know enough about Eli James to determine if he has a hidden agenda. It wasn't until Brian Reel started stalking Martin Lynch that I started paying attention to the DFCI scene. So far, looking at Eli James's AngloSaxonIsrael.com website, I see nothing which makes the hairs on the back of my neck stick up. Then another one said, this character, Rabbi Eli, as many people in the movement call him, has been expelled from the Church of the National Knights of the Ku Klux Klan for being a liar and a thief. Go to HTTP, /CNKKK.net/index.php/clarion_calls and scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see it for yourself. I hope you will, I hope this answers your question. If you want to know more, you're welcome to contact His Lordship, the Imperial Wizard, Ray Larson, at Ray Larson, RayLarsenIW. I guess IW stands for Imperial Wizard, at sbcglobal.net. He will tell you more. Well, yeah, Ray Larson kicked him out over a year ago, even before I figured out he was a Jew. Mr. James November Putz was also affiliated with Christian Patriots Defense League back in the 1970s, now defunct. He was reportedly thrown out of that organization as a racial Jew and a suspected informant. Well, he's a Jew and he is an informant. Dear 11:32 a.m., I contacted Reverend Ray Larson, the Imperial Wizard of CNK, regarding Eli James, a.k.a. Joe November, a.k.a. Joseph Putz. Here is what I learned. Mr. Putz was able to infiltrate the Klan by posing as a Christian identity scholar and hiding his Jewish roots. I could not believe he was able to hide. He looked so obviously kikish. Well, yeah, he does look like a Jew. In the course of his involvement with the Klan, he was able to misappropriate thousands of dollars of Klan funds using his position of trust. That is actually what happens when you get involved with a Jew. 3. He was constantly trying to stir up trouble in the Klan by making up stories about alleged federal informants with some hit list tried to smear good, honest Klansmen in the eyes of their imperial wizard, Reverend Larson, but thankfully he did not succeed. Well, that's what Eli James was talking about me, but he had to take it down because people were wondering, well, if Winstead is working for the ADL and SPLC, how come Brian Real is able to take down so many of his web pages? Four, but last but not least, this thing expressed very unhealthy interest in a 13-year-old daughter of a Klansman, always trying to talk to her in private, at least on two occasions, invited her to join him in his motel room to study the scripture. Disgusting. Enough was enough, and Eli got banished from the Klan forever. No respectable Klan or CIA group in the U.S. or Canada would have anything to do with him now. He has a reputation as a Jew, an Asian provocateur, and a pervert. Last but not least, his book that he's trying to peddle on his website, The Great Impersonation, is nothing but a plagiarism of several great real CI scholars like Dr. Swift and others. He simply cut out pieces of their work and put them together in his book, Martin Luther King style, LOL. Then the guy goes ahead and compares Martin Luther King and Rabbi Eli James. Eli James said, "Hello, Rabbi Eli here. I was not expelled from the CNKKKK. I resigned because Ray Larson, a.k.a. Railton Loy, is a phony. This is all you need to know." And then he goes ahead and he posts Anglo-Saxon Israel Node 365. Ask why he refused to put an end to Tina Greco, who is Jewish nonsense. Why he refused to put an end to federal agent Don Alexander, a.k.a. Schemmeldine murder for hire scheme. Why do you let this race traitor post on your forum? Pastor Eli James. He says, "By the way, I'll challenge anyone to demonstrate knows more about scripture than I do. Just go to my website and see. Jews have been hiring shills to discredit me for a long time. Ray Larson is one of them." Well, folks, what they claim about Eli James, essentially, I got audio, which essentially him and Brian Real are talking about taking down NIMBUSTERS and calling the FBI on these people who dare to make fun of Rabbi Eli James. Now, folks, normal people don't do that. And I got another audio to where he admits taking down my websites to Bill Fink just before he does his talk show thing. And essentially, I'm like Hal Turner. I'm threatening to murder people, which is a lie. And, folks, if you don't believe me, well, let me go ahead and just take a break so I can go ahead and put them on. Can go ahead and put this on.
Trying really hard. If he would use all that energy to do something good, as opposed to being an internet pest, then maybe Yahweh will have some room for him in the afterworld, in the kingdom, right? But at the moment, he's trying really hard to, opt out of the kingdom. Anyway, I assume that you have to mute him already.
That might not be him. That might be somebody from the website NIMBUSTERS.
Oh, okay.
Which is about to become the formerly NIMBUSTERS website, because it's about to be knocked out. White nationalists, and they say that we're fake and we need to be run out. They're the fake ones who need to be run out.
Right, yeah. They're probably ARA. And you're posing as white nationalists. We've had a couple of those hacked into our email account, here in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
And we've identified one of them. We know his name. And then we contacted the FBI and said, "Hey, this guy's harassing us," but the FBI refuses to do anything about it. Yeah. Well, he's mad at us because we got him kicked off of all his websites, precisely because he's threatening to murder people, right? Just like Hal Turner was doing. And then he calls himself a patriot. Oh, that's quite amazing, quite amazing. So anyway, that is prosecutable when he threatens to kill somebody. that prosecutable. So watch it, Lynn Finch. Watch it. We've got the goods on you. Okay. Okay. And we mean legally. All right, here we go.
Recorded live.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here with another installment of Show General.
Okay, I'll look at chat. Folks, this thing by September 7th was already, you had a lot of people going ahead and talking about Eli James. And he really wasn't answering it. Now, on this September 7th post, I went ahead and pretty well told all about all these other so-called Christian identity ministers. Dan Johns and Visser are Mamzers. Now, there's some people who believe that Visser, you know, that Dan Johns is actually a Jew. And I found out recently, about two, 3 weeks ago, is that Dan Johns' family comes from Jew Jersey, just like the Rios and just like Dickie Barrett and a bunch of Jew and Mamzer Zogboss comes from Jew Jersey. And, you know, Bradley Jenkins and August Kress wanted to beat Dan Johns' ass because they thought he was a Jew. And another Jew went in and protected them from getting their ass beat, a.k.a. Eli James, a.k.a. Joseph November. Oh, by the way, I, you know, went ahead and became a Facebook friend of Bradley Jenkins. I'm not sure if I really wanted to do that, but I did it anyway because, from what I gather, he's gotten tired of Morris Gillette. And maybe I can go ahead and find out more about Morris Gillette and what Bradley Jenkins finds about him, because Bradley Jenkins, from my gather, got out of Morris Gillette's orbit about 3 months ago. So, I really don't have anything against Bradley Jenkins because he's not causing trouble for white people or getting people put in prison here, like I think Morris Gillette is trying to do. But you ended up having more and more and more controversy about Eli James. And then on Tuesday, September 13th, 5 days ago or so, here comes the latest. Here comes the latest, shoot a drop about Eli James being a Jew. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, all right. See you later, Northwest. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All righty. On the 13th, it says Christian identity pastor Eli James denies allegations he is a Jew. Recently interviewed Sidney Steele on Talk Show. And folks, for my gear, Ashkenazi Asswipe was on Talk Show on September 9, 2011. I tuned into the Yahweh's Covenant, people Talk Show program hosted by Chris Adney, Pastor Eli James. During this program, he interviewed Cindy Steele, the wife of political prisoner Edgar Steele, allowing her ample time to tell her story. Cindy Steele remains absolutely committed to the notion. Why is it a notion that Edgar is innocent of the charges upon which he is convicted? The audio of the 65-minute interview. Why is it a notion that Edgar Steele is innocent? Why is it a notion? I believe Edgar Steele is innocent, although, to me, like I told Jim Giles, it doesn't matter to me. To me, it's not whether or not you're innocent or anything of any man-made charge, is what side you're on. That's the only thing that matters to me. Let's say you are a good Jew. You're a good, honest Jew here. Essentially, you're serving Zog. You're cheating the Goyim like crazy. And you're never going to be charged with anything by the Goy anything. Or you're a pig. You're an honest pig. You're not taking any more than, you know, your usual bribes. You're not going ahead and beating the crap out of white people or getting their daughters drunk and molesting them or trumping up, you know, any more than usual, you know, standing up for Zog. To me, you're still a regime criminal that needs to die. Whether, you know, whether you're a good pig or not. You know, to me, the only good pig's a dead pig. Okay? But I gotta wonder about why someone would go ahead and say that there's a notion that Edgar is innocent. Folks, I've seen the thread on VNNF, what was Hadding and what was Polly the Zog Parrot. And by the way, I sent an email. She went ahead and asked me what kind of interview. I said I'd do an unusual interview with her, and I told her I would do an interview based upon the supposition that, you know, that Edgar steals innocent, because we both agree that Edgar steals innocent. What I would want to have a debate with Edgar Steele about and have her go ahead and read his response would be, what are we going to do about Zog? You've been screwed by Zog. Essentially, you've been given a death sentence by Zog. You know, not, to, of course, to be carried out by a merciful needle, but to be essentially put into prison for a long, 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 long time. That's presuming to you that you're not murdered like my dad or Connie Lynch while you're in jail by a drug which will go ahead and finish off your heart. And I've not heard back from Cindy Steele ever since. I'm going to go ahead and send her a link to this thing. Essentially, what I want with Edgar Steele is a debate as to what the people of Yahweh's servant nation, what do they owe an evil criminal regime? What does the house of Ahab, which is of Israel, you know, the house of Naboth, which is of Israel, owe to the house of Ahab, which is allied with one of Satan's demon daughters, this Canaanite Jew bitch, Jezebel? If you go ahead and you look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ, while Ahab was a wigger, Christ's genealogy goes ahead and makes a sort of detour around the king's list in order to get around being related to Ahab in any way, shape, or form. Because Ahab's sister, I believe, or daughter, was married into the house of Judah at the time. Going on. Yet Eli James has many detractors who only claim that James used the name Joseph November, but also claim that James is a Jew. Among the most prominent critics are Martin Linstead and Zogbots. Well, later on, Finkelstein will come clean that Zogbots is his particular, you know, little poison page. But he goes ahead and repeats this crap about how I'm a Jew, I'm an agent provocateur, because essentially, how did you get out of it?
I cleaned it. I took all the rags off of it.
How dare anybody claim that Eli James is a Jew? How dare they claim Brian Rio is a Mamzer? Well, that makes amazing provocateurs. Why? What these imposters never realize in disobeying Yahweh's laws immediately disqualifies them from being part of our congregation. Folks, what disqualifies you from being part of your congregation is the fact you're a Jew or a Mamzer. Brian Reel's a Mamzer. You're not even remotely white. Even someone who wants to be nice to you, like Russ Walker, admits you're not part of our congregation because you're a Mamzer. You're not an Israelite. It may be easy to fool white nationalists, but CI is hard to impersonate. Well, yes, it's hard to impersonate. That's why you've been called a Jew. That's why you have all this sort of thing happening. The only ones who go ahead and go between you and Finkelstein are the herds of Mamzers. You have about a dozen to go ahead and go between you and them. You got about five hardcore on each side. And the reason you have hardcore in the case of Commandor McFag is because essentially Finkelstein thinks that, you know, McFag is a total delusional retard. But he went ahead and he posted this shit, and he had to take it back because, well, it was shown that he was a liar. Then you have Whiny Dave from Puke, denies that Eli James is a Jew. Well, if, you know, the thing about Whiny Dave from Puke is that he was coming back to old Finkelschini, and then later on he couldn't resist posting of the truth about Finkelschini, that he was a murderous pig from New Jersey. He went ahead and murdered a Puerto Rican prisoner. He went ahead and deliberately murdered someone in prison, used his power. I mean, Fink is just a total sociopathic Jew. Another Christian identity pastor, Jeremy Visser, also denies Eli James is a Jew. Well, who cares? You're a Mamzer, Visser. From what I gather, yeah, I've not kicked out Christian identity. Essentially, the fact that your wife can't, you know, your high yellow wife can't go ahead and stay in there, and she's always writing back to the mother-in-law who wants the, you know, grandkids, you know, the grand pisser possums to be raised Catholic, as well they should, because they're Mamzers. They have no part in Christian identity. And in the same thread, William Fink produces a plausible explanation why Pastor James may have used the name Joseph, you know, November. Now, this is dated way back, September 29, 2009, 2 years ago, when Fink had gotten out of prison, essentially needed somebody to bring him in to Christian identity. Needed somebody other than Emheiser to bring him into Christian identity. So yeah, they were big buddies back then. Big buddies. But Fink has gotten more arrogant. He figured out that he doesn't need me. He was just so ever so nice, and all the time he was lying to me about this forum, this sub-forum, that we had agreed. He would have a sub-forum on my forum. I would have a sub-forum on his forum. And the entire time, he was lying to me. Well, hey, that's what a Jew does. So I'm not going to go ahead and read this. Since this post, Pastor Fink has also severed communion with Eli James over doctrinal issues. Update, September 15th. Pastor Fink appended a comment to this post which should be republished here so all can read his most current position on this issue. While I did defend Eli, I've since found out he lied to me about his name. He told me that Joseph November was an alias. Now I know that is his real name, at least on public records, and Eli James is an alias. Eli also insists upon leaving the door to salvation open to not only the other races, but even the Canaanites. So, therefore, we have necessarily split because of these issues and because of Eli's academic dishonesty, which all of which I've explained in Christogenia.org. Also, while I do not generally advertise it, Zogbox is a project of mine, one of several sites I have where I post things I must say but do not belong in Christogenia, since I do not wish to soil my academic work with infighting and political bullshit. Lithobolos.net is mine also, and there are others. If none of this is enough to convince you that Eli James is not a Jew, consider this. At the September 3rd NSM rally in West Dallas, who was standing behind Jeff Shoup during the speech? Why, none other than Pastor Eli James in the white shirt. You think the commander of the NSM would invite a Jew to stand with the NSM at a public rally? Not. Whether Eli James is a universalist or a revisionist can best be decided within the Christian identity community. But the evidence he's not a Jew is persuasive. Look, Ashkenazi ass wipe, Eli James is a Jew. Or at least, he's not white. He's not an Israelite. Even Russ Walker finally went ahead and admitted that. Now, of course, he admitted that before he went to Maine, but tonight I had him go ahead and readmit it. So in short, since he's not an Israelite, he has no business being a pastor to the Israelites, does he? And, well, Russ Walker admitted as much. But he's pretty well, you have about 11 comments, and people point out is that, shoot, all it takes is money or anything to let Jeff Shoup go ahead and go on. So you had these people You have people very much talking about, you know, you have Anchorage activists going ahead and talking in favor of Eli James. Now, folks, Anchorage activists have censored my post pretty well telling about essentially all these clowns pretend to be Christian identity. And I have no doubt he'll go ahead and censor it again. That's why I have my own forum. So the Anchorage activist, well, he can censor all he wants on his own blog. I have my suspicions about Anchorage activists. I think he's a Nerzog bot. He wants to go ahead and do all the worthless, stupid stuff like street clownery that cures or solves absolutely nothing. That's what he likes to do. So you have William Fink going ahead and says, while I did defend Eli, I have since found out he lied about his name. It goes on. William Fink, I have republished. Comment on to the main post so all can read your most current position on the issue. Anonymous says, sometimes white separatists become their own worst enemies, blah, 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 blah. Jeff is honest, decent man. Well, folks, I think that someone who goes ahead and runs off from his family, marries a mud shark, has a nigger stepdaughter, and essentially shows up with Satanists and Jews, really, what kind of white nationalist is that? It's just a street clown thing. The NSM, essentially, is in many cases just an embarrassment. Now, does Mr. Shoup have a right to go ahead and live off of clowns playing this particular game? The answer is sure he does. Does he have a right to go ahead and invite Jews who pose as Christian identity pastors? Sure he does. But he doesn't have a right to go ahead and expect the rest of us to respect that sort of stupid shit. That's dishonest and probably Zogbot. Anyway, Steve Elder went ahead. Liz says no pastor. He has a mental ward. He has a mental ward inmate who was put there for raping his own grandson. See, Steve Elder, just like this J.T. Ray and the rest, are liars. It is a pity. It is a pity you can't go ahead yet. Just go ahead and denut that loser. It's a pity you can't go ahead and just simply put them to death. It's a pity you can't go ahead and slowly peel off their skin here while they scream, I didn't mean it, I didn't mean it. What I would really like is to go ahead and find old Steve Elder's real name.
I don't know. Look for it.
I would like to go ahead and essentially reveal Steve Elder's real name and his wife's name. So essentially the wonderful Zog that, you know, pretty well supports this worthless bastard could go ahead and fire him, and he could go ahead and then go postal. I would like that a great deal. You know, another case in this clown J.T. Reddy and, you know, Richard Giesecke and old Dennis Cobb. I have a sock puppet, you know, called Zogling Mamzer Ass Clown. And I went ahead and used Dennis Cobb's Facebook profile. I mean, there's another cork-eyed Mamzer for you. Folks, these people deserve nothing more than ridicule. Laughter. Pastor Eli James was a white man and an ardent CI man and white national. I'm saddened that Emheiser has chosen to be so divisive. I think it's in grave error as well for this, and I'm, you know, and for some huge false teachings / personal fantasies regarding scripture. Then Finkelsheen went in and said, funny how Steve Elder, Commander McBragg, son of a mess, attacks me but does not offer any specifics. The man is obsessed because I burst his bubble where he believes he is better than most of his brethren, insisting he is one of the 144,000. Elder, you are laughable. If you have issues, specify them rather than make an ad hominem attacks. This is what Jews and other divisive idiots do. So you have a little Mamzer fight between Steve Elder and William Fink. Now, I'll go ahead and eventually post something and see if Ashkenazi Asswipe accepts it or not. Well, what I like is Saturday, seeing Finkelschini, go ahead and talk to this old heifer named Carolyn Yeager, who essentially doesn't know, obviously, anything about Finkelschini. Because if she knew about Finkelschini, she knows she was talking to a murderous pig who kills people in jail. Because he can. Probable Jew, Roman Catholic, Roman Catholic Marino Jew, who's trying to go ahead and bring in about papist preterism and the rest, along with Captain Senility Emheiser. How they're supported by Jeremy Visser, who, from what I gather tonight, his high yeller and his little pisser possums have run back to Washington and left Visser in Brooks, Georgia, with Mammy and the rest of the Cherokees, or, shit asses from No Wipem tribe. Folks, this bowel movement of ours is so freaking ridiculous. It's so silly. It is so idiotic that there is always room for ridicule. There's always room for something on this show. There's no shortage of silliness in the bowel movement. None whatsoever. So anyway, I'm going to get up and help Roxy look for the remote control to television in the bedroom, and I'm going to take about a 5 or 10 or 15 minute break. Hail Victory. Okay, folks, this is going to be the last segment of the Movement Third. I'm going to go ahead and try to bring everything together. At the very start of this thing, you got to understand that our movement is interconnected in all its beliefs. What you have a large mass of people, predominantly white people, who are dissatisfied with the way things are going here in the Zogland, because things are going very badly and they're going to get very much worse. What we have is we have a structural arrangement to where there is no possibility of things getting better. There's no possibility of jobs coming back because, and it's mainly the Republicans' fault, of receiving from these big corporations all this money to ship the jobs overseas to China. And folks, I was reading Robert Franz's First Amendment Exercise Machine.com, and folks, you can go ahead and read it, because I went ahead and looked. There's another web page which is gone. Not only Church of True Israel, and folks, but First Amendment Exercise Machine. Now, the reason I think it's down is that the heretical two are serving their prison time, and essentially the money just went ahead and went out, and I think it went ahead and collapsed here. So it's on whitenationalist.org/FAEM, and you can go ahead and read these pages. But way back in 2002, 2001, Robert Friends was pointing out the problem to where over in China, these Chinese who are producing all this cheap stuff are essentially nothing more than slave labor, and they're not being able to go ahead and buy their what they produce. They're pretty well kept as slave labor. Now, when they are able to go ahead, in many cases, what is the point of building, like in America, a whole bunch of cars for chinks to go ahead and wander all around the countryside when they're perfectly healthy, happy living crowded up like that? The reason we have all this stuff is you have fewer and fewer whites, and I'm talking about real whites. I'm not talking about Uyghurs. You have more and fewer whites, more and more Uyghurs and Mamzers and Muds. You have fewer and fewer ability to go ahead and create anything worth buying. And you can only have a building economy when you use the stuff which is up and above what is necessary for survival. And you go ahead and you save that. You save that capital. You retain capital. And you build upon that retained capital. You can only go ahead and do that. And normally, that retained capital will go ahead and grow about 2, 3, 4, maybe sometimes even 5%. But for the past 30 years, ever since Ronald Reagan came in, as a reaction to Jimmy Carter essentially insisted upon paying-as-you-go taxation. And as a result, there was somewhat of an inflation. What Ronald Reagan did was essentially turn the Americas from the biggest credit nation 4 years later to the biggest debtor nation 4 years by running what was then unheard of $100 billion deficits and printing some money and raising some taxes, actually. Well, what we've had is we've had more and more structural debt laid on and no ability to go ahead and pay for it, and essentially we've been run on deficit financing. And essentially the bill is coming closer and closer and closer due. It's coming closer in Greece to where essentially Greece has figured out that the jig is up, the game is over. Screw it, let's just go ahead and default on these bonds here and let's take these European banks with us. So what they're doing is they're looking for a German taxpayer, but the German taxpayer is going to say hell no, and they're looking for the American taxpayer, and he's not going to be able to say, he's going to probably say hell no, but they'll go ahead and do like they did 3 years ago, and very much, just simply, take on more debt that they have no intention of repaying. And that will bring the day of default in this country closer and closer and closer. So what you have is you have a Zog Babylon that is scared of what white nationalists are doing, and so they are paying, little critters like Liability Clueless to go after somebody they met on the internet and try to goad him into, beating his ass here so they can go ahead and arrest him. And I guess Banjo Billy decided he wasn't going to go ahead and play this game, for which he would go ahead and gain nothing. Folks, normal people don't fly from St. Louis to Missouri to California to go ahead and get in a fist fight with somebody over the internet over some stupid shit said on the internet. How I will go ahead and deal with, Dennis Cobb and JT Reddy and the rest, is that essentially I will go ahead and create a sock puppet and ridicule them and have them say I like to suck nigger cock. And essentially every time they Google their name, they're going to go ahead and see that shit, and they're going to be, bleeding out their ass. That's how I go ahead and deal with, critters like that. You'll have McFag going ahead and threatening to end my life, or, he threatened Troublemaker, and Troublemaker thought he was ridiculous. I think he's ridiculous. He's a total coward. And you have them going ahead and just telling out-and-out lies about me. And, folks, I was locked up in their house here on these charges where Nuts sort of thought that they could go ahead and beat me up here, and then I would go ahead and put up with it, and essentially, no, that's not the way it's going to happen. So some little Uyghur or Mams or faggot going ahead and call me a child molester, a convicted child molester, is just simply nothing more than an offense, to which I will go ahead and remember, and you know, when the time comes, I'll deal with them, if they end up being in my power. Well, folks, you have Mamsers being Mamsers, and they're running wild. And you have Azog Babylon going after people, imprisoning them like Keith Harpham. There's another person who had a lawyer. How would Keith Harpham have been any worse off if he had just shut his mouth, and presented them with a trial in which they could not go ahead and control? Folks, any defendant who is determined enough can delay his trial by simply not giving Azog Babylon a clue as to what the hell they're going to hear. And going ahead and having to risk a meltdown or a breakdown. Now, what if the media doesn't show up? And I had that happen too. Folks, what you do is you hold all police, you hold all government workers, you hold all the media responsible for the crimes of Zog. And by responsible, I mean to where they and their families are put to death for the crimes. That any one policeman commits a crime, every single other policeman is guilty. And not only just the policeman's entire family. A lawyer commits a crime, then that lawyer's entire family and all the other lawyers are responsible. A judge commits a crime, every judge and their family. That is, you know, that is the meaning of power and responsibility. Let's not just go ahead and pretend that's any other way and that the consent of the people means something, because it doesn't. The average people are just Uyghurs, even when they're white. Nowadays, the average Zogling is no longer even a Uyghur. He's a Mamzer of some sort. He's not quite white. And as a result, you will have a collapse. And the whole edifice will fall apart. And the new level of stability will probably be way out of control, to where there won't be any catching. There won't be any plateau. There won't be any knot in the rope. And Jesus Christ says that unless he returned, no flesh should be saved. But who is he coming back? Is he coming back for the Uyghurs? No. Is he coming back for the Mamzers? No. Christian identity is an apocalyptic religion. It holds that there is nothing good about man's government, because man's government has been always infiltrated by the sons of Cain, the Jews. There's nothing good about government. There's nothing good about unity. Anyone who goes ahead and whines in the movement about unity, essentially what he wants unity under himself. He wants to be the head nigger in charge. He wants to be the head manzer in charge. He wants to be the head Jew in charge. Or he wants some other Jew here who will go ahead and give him something in charge. There is no head nigger in charge, or should not be, within the movement. Certainly not within Christianity. I have deliberately not formed any organization, not formed any above-ground organization. Pretty well the membership of the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of Missouri lives at 338 Rabbit Track Road. At least two-thirds of it does. I'm not interested in forming any new movement, because, folks, there's nothing for Zog to go ahead and destroy, and there's no point for Zog to go ahead and destroy other than say, hey, you cannot say this. But by doing so, they go ahead and they destroy the pretense of there being any freedom of speech and any freedom of religion. There really isn't. By witness what happened with Brian Real. Folks, Russ wants me to sue TalkShoe and not worry about Brian Real. Well, that's not going to happen. I can't get to TalkShoe unless I go through Brian Real. Sue him first. But folks, the problem with TalkShoe isn't that essentially they went ahead and censored my program. They didn't censor the little Jew, Eli James, and the Manzer Brown Reel, or the other Jew, Finkelschinese, or Post-Think, the, you know, another Jew, Asian provocateur. The problem of it is they think that they get to live in a white society and not go ahead and obey the white rules of to where everybody has their say. I have never bothered to take down Finkelschinese webpage. As far as I'm concerned, it's a terror magnet. It attracts other terrors. It attracts other Manzers. Brian Real is a man, is a Judas Manzer. He's a Manzer magnet. By supporting Brian Real, I know where you stand. I know that you're a Manzer. I know that there's something wrong with you, that you don't belong in the Church of Israel. So why in the world would I go ahead and, you know, advocate, at least for now, the extermination of Brian Real, or Cousin Ray, Chicken Mariani, or all the other people? Doesn't Jesus Christ himself tell his angels to let these tares grow, to let these tares prosper at the expense of the wheat? Folks, my face is a testament to my belief. Before I shaved the right side, the sheep side, I shaved the sheep side to show that the sheep side is to remain small and lean, because it faces the razor. It faces the world. Whereas the left side of my face, the side that the goats belong, grows wild. And so for when, if I be alive at the Great Tribulation, and to cast a Uyghur or Mamzer or regime criminal into the fire along with his entire family, I'll pluck a hair out of the left side and take a lighter and burn it. But for now, the right side, the sheep, are the ones who are facing the tribulation. So it is conditioning for what is to come. This bowel movement has been thoroughly infiltrated. Church of True Israel went ahead and lost its webpage, and guess who ends up getting? Old Jew L. Mosley, the old frog-faced, probably Mamzer, old faggot, big buddy of old Brian Real. He went ahead and essentially, like Mike Halmore, he's all mad here because he didn't get enough for Wesley Swiss Library. Now, is he going to go ahead and post Wesley Swiss Library to the internet? And the answer is no. You have all these people who want to go ahead and live off knowledge and keep it rationed so there will be a famine of the word. And folks, I've seen Church of True Israel, it's gone. You know, White Revolution, sort of gone, dying, about to go ahead and be pulled down. What else? FAEM, gone. Folks, what you see is you see fewer and fewer and fewer pages that go ahead and tell you the truth. Fewer and fewer and fewer. And is this an accident? No. You have Zog believing that it can go ahead and stave off its collapse by staving off white revolt. And folks, I'm not urging white revolt. I'm urging you to go ahead, if you're white, if you're Israelite, to essentially pull out of Zog. Go ahead and take care. First, be with Yahweh. Second of all, in being with Yahweh, to first get in right with Yahweh, then go ahead and provide for your family. And then third of all, only all, is not to worry about what happens in the, you know, at the national level, at the state level, or even at the county level. Worry only about what happens within a couple miles of yourself. Go ahead and be the warlord or the community leader, not necessarily the warlord. Because if you're warlord material, I'm trying to teach you actual Christian identity, you know, dual seed life Christian identity, to where you understand that the only way you can go ahead and please Yahweh is by being Israelite. There's a lot of people say, well, Cain was treated so badly by Yahweh because Yahweh didn't honor Cain's sacrifice. Now, some of that was Cain's fault. He didn't go ahead and obey Yahweh. He didn't want to go ahead and give of his animals. whereas Abel did. But the main part was that there was no way that Cain could satisfy Yahweh because, hey, Cain was Satan's seed. He was Satan's kid. He was the first Jew. And so being a Jew, he went ahead and did what a Jew does. He went ahead and murdered his half-brother Abel. And, folks, I have no patience for all these here heifers who go ahead, it was not a race mixing still mud still touch tank. Well, yes, she was. And, folks, I guess you can say she suffered from telegony, and, folks, some of us, as a result, suffer from telegony. We don't live 120 years no more, do we? E.I. James was misquoting scripture last night about the flood, by how it was caused, by the fact there didn't used to be rain. And folks, the reason it was caused, the reason there was a limit of 120 years, is that Yahweh said that there would be a limit of 120 years, maximum. He wasn't going to go ahead and deal with evildoers for 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 5, 6, 7, 800 years. He wasn't going to go ahead and deal with evildoers beyond 120 years. So if he went ahead and cursed the Wiggers to 120 years, you know that he cursed the Mamzers and the Muds and the Gooks and the Niggers and the rest to probably far less, and that is true. So, no, FAEM.com is down. The reason it's down is that the people who were paying for it was a heretical too. And last year probably they essentially got sent back to England and they're serving time for racial incitement or whatever these dirty limeys do here, white men talking about Jews. So since they're in jail, chances are they're lucky if they have enough to make their commissary. So somebody didn't go ahead and pay the hosting bill. I don't think it got re-owed. But what happens, the Church of True Israel is no longer up. It's been down for the last 2 or 3 days. I found that over on the Piss or Possums, okay? So, Natasha. Anyway, the heretical got busted a while back ago. They ran to this country seeking political asylum for talking about Jews in England, and they got denied a year or so ago, and they got sent back to England. So, yeah, they got busted. From my gather, they're in jail. They're in prison in England. Okay? So, in any case, folks, this movement has people like Ashkenazi Asswipe running interference for Eli James. But Eli James, because he's become a liability, everybody knows he's a Jew, you have essentially William Fink, who doesn't look as quite as much like a Jew, but he's far more vicious and far more evil and far more amoral, now being propped up as the head of Christianity. You have Morris Goulet, he's a snitch, being propped up as the head of Christianity. You had Jay Faber a couple of years ago before Hal Turner got thrown in jail, being propped up by the SPLC as head of Christian Identity. Folks, you're not going to see me propped up as the head of Christian Identity because I'm not the head of Christian Identity. I'm merely the one who understands the most about what is going on. And pretty well the one who is essentially telling you is that, hey, if you're not Aryan, why are you wasting your time? Why are you bothering? No point to that. There's no way you can, serve Yahweh. And I got Russ Walker to admit to Eli James had no business pretending to be a Christian identity pastor because he's not white. He's not Israelite. Couldn't get him to say he was a Jew, but, it doesn't matter. Visser. I don't think Visser, has any Jew in him, but he has a lot of red nigger in him. Dan Johns, I thought he had red nigger in him, but there's some people believe he has Jew in him. That's why they wanted to beat his ass. That's why a fellow G.E.I. James went ahead and saved his ass from getting beaten by Bradley Jenkins and August Christ. Folks, the old style, the old time criminal element from Butler is gone. Is altogether gone. It pretty well died with Ray Redfern when he died of, you know, when he had a heart attack, possibly through a cocaine overdose. Their excesses killed them. Their criminality killed them. So, what we have now is that we have a church which consists mainly of one or two or three family congregations underground that takes bits and pieces of dual seed line and single seed line. They're somewhere in between Pete Peters and Arnold, you know, and Arthur Murray. They have a number of heresies. But does it really matter? Do these little heresies really matter? And the answer is no. No, they don't really matter at all. What they're doing is that they are doing just like the modern militia movement is that they're thoroughly underground. They're waiting the time to come. And Yahweh knows it. That's why Yahweh is getting all antsy. Because the clowns that they have, be it Eli James, looking, you know, like a Jew, acting like a Jew, squealing and whining and bitching like a Jew, Brian Real, being a Mamzer. Folks, Brian Real has actually done the movement a favor by being caught, by being so stupid. He's done the movement a favor. A big favor. And folks, I'm not going to thank Brian Real for taking down my web pages. He's an evil Mamzer. Or Eli James for helping him. He's a Jew. Well, Finkelschini. I think Finkelschini had something to do with it. And the rest of these clowns. J.R.L. Mosley. Mike Delaney. Jeremy Visser. Dan Johns. But we should not worry when evil people do evil deeds. Because very much the wheat is underground and the tares are growing up. And now the time for harvest is beginning. It's coming around the end. Where they will be bundled. These tares, you know, these free-flowing tares that are so long and tall. And so proud. Growing off the rot will be harvested. And the wheat also shall be brought into the barn and saved. And that's the parables of the tare and the wheat. Because the tares are the evildoers, the Mamzers, the not whites, the Whiggers. And the wheat, in many cases, has been crowded out. But folks, we're coming to the end. It's getting closer and closer and closer. If you are wheat, it behaves you not to go ahead and try to outpace the tares. But rather, to go ahead and stay underground and save yourself and be Yahweh's servant nation. So folks, I think I've covered enough for tonight's movement turn on the chat anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and call it quits for the night. Say hail victory, or hail his victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn has long, let red blood flow. When Adam, Dilled, and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was there, the ruling man? Kyrie, why then go, we vote home on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Why then go, civil war home on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On Sogling next we stomp our boots to stamp out Castle. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow.